This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, 1490 AM. Streaming and on demand at WESB.com. And streaming live on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Live from Bradford's Parkway Field, here's Mark Irvin.
Welcome in, Owl fans, to Game 4 of the 2024 season here at Parkway Field as the Owls are hosting the St. Mary's Dutch. Last year, this was one of the close games that unfortunately Bradford dropped 28-20, but Bradford coming in at 1-2 this game, and St. Mary's coming in at 0-2. However, they have played two of the strongest teams in D9, that being Central Clarion and Punxsutawney, so curious to see how this one's going to go, but a beautiful night here. And unfortunately, Flynn is not with us again tonight, but filling in for him is going to be Noah Christian. So, Noah, what do you got in mind for this game tonight?
Tell you what, the Owls need to get back on track and just come out and whop the Dutch right in the face and put some points on the board really, really quick.
I couldn't agree more. And some notes that Flynn put together for us, he spends all week going over stats. St. Mary's has only passed the ball 9 times this entire year in 2 games. So
that is tough in this day and time.
Yeah.
But this is a passing time. And if you don't have 3-4 running backs that can carry it, you got to pass the ball. You got to get down the field.
Sure. And a name that we're used to seeing down here at quarterback, the youngest of the brothers, Cameron, he's typically their starter, but he took an injury in the first week, and he hasn't been back in at quarterback since then. So tonight we are going to see Ben Paul is going to be the quarterback for St. Mary's. So we'll see what he can do. As I said, he's only passed 9 times so far on the year. Brian Reynolds leads the team in receiving yards per game, total touchdowns, and tackles per game. As far as the Owls go, we got a fantastic quarterback in Talon Reese. So far this year, 617 pass yards, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That's huge.
And finally, that he's a senior, he's kind of seemed to come into his own, and he's just hitting guys in stride on mark, and he's looking fabulous out there for a senior quarterback looking to, you know, continue his football career, I believe.
Yeah, so Definitely one of the big things that helps Talon this year is the emergence of Brody Haviland and Tommy Langdon, both sophomore running backs for the Owls. Brody averaging 45 yards a game, which leads the team. And Tommy has 5 total touchdowns, which also leads the team, which Tommy's a threat out of the backfield as well. But those two are super fun to watch. And like I've said before, the best way to describe those guys is they're just football players.
And when they're only sophomores, it was just like a brighter future coming forward, and a lot of strong sophomomores on this team as well. And, you know, you also have Jordan Thompson, who can catch out of the backfield, run out of the backfield. And tonight will just be interesting if they can get all those threats going in the right way.
Yes, for sure. And John Jasper, the center for the Owls, he has been, for me, the most impressive player so far. He's the center for the Owls. I haven't seen an errant snap yet this year, and we're going into the fourth week, and he's been opening up some holes. It's just up to the Owls runners to be able to find those holes.
And a big thing is most of our Owls this year have seemed to have stayed healthy now going into this week, and that is always tough in any high school program, is keeping these kids week in and week out tip-top shape and making sure the injuries stay off the field.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with the Kathy Obermeyer ERA Team VP Real Estate starting lineup. So until then, this is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day, and it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get together. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here in Bradford. You're in with Noah and Mark as we get ready and get set for the Owls game. So real quick, the Kathy Obermeyer Team VP Real Estate starting lineup, although we don't have one, we can piece together who it's going to be tonight. And last week, I want to point out quick, Colton Miller, sophomore for the Owls. He got some playing time towards the end of the Montauk game, and the Brookville game, and he really played well. And I seen more time during Montauk, and then last week he got the start against Dubois, he played exceptionally well. I mean, the score doesn't look it, but Colton played very well, so a welcome addition to the starting lineup.
And another one, like you said before, these sophomores, they have a lot of athletic kids. Colton, being one of the ones that doesn't have a lot of size, but he brings a lot of speed to the field, and he's very football savvy. He's very football aware, and he seems to find the ball very good.
I've noticed as the season's gone on, and you know, from my experience the last couple years also, it's these wrestlers. I'm telling you, these wrestlers make the best football players, hands down.
Now, if we could just get them all to be wrestlers in the wrestling room, too, that would be fantastic as well.
For sure. I have no doubt that you and Coach Chaucer could teach them a little bit about leverage and using the opponent's strength against them and that sort of thing. But some of the linemen starting tonight for the Owls are going to be senior John Jasper, who comes in 6'3", 287, who I mentioned him before. He's playing fantastic this year. Also, we're going to have Caden Keese here is going to be on the starting lineup. Andrew Giordano will be out there at the defensive end position. Offensively, we know who's going to be there. Obviously, Talon, Tommy, Brody Havlin, he's going to be out there. So Logan will be out there. Logan Kohler, that's one person I forgot to mention. His ability to catch a ball and his speed is almost unmatched in the district. Logan is averaging 119 yards a game.
He is one of those kids that just seems like he was always a fast kid, but he just seems to be picking up more and more speed and finding that extra inch every season.
Yeah, and in the barbershop, you know, I talk to a lot of guys in and out of there, and Logan he's really emerged as a leader of this team. He's encouraging and getting kids to be in the weight room, to be in the clinics, you know, just to be involved. I mean, what people don't realize is this team starts working out in January.
Right, and it's any good football program. You have to, as soon as the season's done, let your kids rest, and it's back to work right after Christmas.
And one other thing that I think, I'm not sure if other schools do it or not, because, well, I'm an Owls guy, but all the quarterbacks are together often. And not only in organized activities, but they're friends. They get together, like Talon, along with Lucas
Wallace.
Wallace, yes, Lucas Wallace. I mean, those two are together a lot. I see Brady Rosendahl down there, who's the starting quarterback down at Fretz this year. I mean, those kids are out there, they're together, and they're learning every day.
And it's nice, too, from a very young age, even with Talon, even you see with Brady, with Lucas, and I think Giordano might even spend some time at the quarterback position. Those guys put in probably some of the most and hardest work just because, like, they're kind of bred to be the leader of the team.
Sure. Lucky Giordano there. He's still listed as the second string quarterback. However, we haven't had to see him yet, but he's been starting. Other than the first game, he was out the first game. but he's been starting at defensive end. And although he might be a little bit undersized for a typical defensive end, his quickness makes up for that. And he really wreaks some havoc in the backfield for other teams.
He's one of those kids who just stay hungry the whole game, you know, and just wants to put a hit on somebody.
Yeah, as our Owls, as you may have heard, the crowd just ran out of the little tunnel there with the flag waving. Jacob Abers out there getting the team pumped up. Is Jacob another guy that's emerged as a leader of this team even before the actual season started? He's one of those guys that's in the weight room, and you'd be hard-pressed to find a guy working harder than him.
Exactly. Jake, he's been one of those just football kids all of his life growing up, and it still proves it tonight because he's out there giving it his all.
All right. We're going to take a few minutes here and throw it back to the station as we're going to get set for the national anthem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here as the Owls marching band just finished off a great rendition of our national anthem, currently playing our school's alma mater. The crowd's here. They're filled up.
I was saying, it's pretty full here this evening.
Yeah, and it's been real fun the last couple of years, Noah. The student section's really come alive the last few years. Even though I haven't heard a whole lot to cheer about, they're here, they're strong, they're loud, and they're pretty fun to watch.
No, and it's like that's the thing about Friday nights. Like, you should be excited about football if you're a student at Bradford High or any of these students. Like, come out. What else do you have going on? Just have fun. Be a kid. Enjoy some good football.
Sure thing is... Again, and by the way, I don't know who made the Texas Hots in the booth tonight, but if you didn't get you one of them, you need to. It's fantastic. And so, again, here the Owls getting set to take on the St. Mary's Dutch. Looks like they combined with ECC this year.
But they only got three or four kids actually to come out from ECC, which is kind of surprising. I think they were hoping for more as well. But, you know, anytime you get more kids, kind of like the Central Clarion program, you're going to do a little better. And, you know, one more athlete helps 10 athletes. So.
Yeah, last year we got to see Matthew Davis, the running back for St. Mary's, who was just fantastic, and he showed his skill also in the Big 30 game this past August. He did really well even against, you know, a top-tier opponent, so they're missing him big time. But I'm sure it's St. Mary's. They're full of athletes. I mean, they're known for their baseball program, but their football program ain't far behind.
No, it's not far behind. And even like their baseball and their soccer programs, they're always right there. And I'm not sure if they moved up or down or stayed in the same division A-wise. But like, they're always a team that'll give you trouble. They're tough, and their gamers come here to play.
As we see our captains getting set to head out on the field for the opening toss. Grab some numbers. Talon Reese is out there as a Bradford captain, as is Carter Cawley, Jacob Abers, and also Blake Callahan is coming out, who Blake's impressed me so far this year as well. And also another lineman that's been playing super well this year, Caleb Mackey. And this is Caleb's very first year playing football, and you would never know it.
No, and I know Callahan was another one of those kids, the one that's out there now for the captains. He has put in a pile of work in the off season. You know, he's trying different things. He's doing track in the spring. He's wrestling in the winter. You know, just wanting to get better.
Yeah, they've definitely been putting in – the effort's been there. They were averaging 30 to 40 guys every session in the weight room this past year, plus the clinicals, plus these kids, I guess, were getting together on their own time and watching film, utilizing their huddle. Which is a program that all teams upload their video to. These kids want it. They really do want it. And there's the opening coin toss. Let's see who's going to get it here. Noah Bradford is going to receive it to start the game here. Which I'm not sure. I didn't see who actually won the toss. I just know that Bradford's going to receive it. And it looks like Bradford's going to be headed down to the...
They're going to go left to right on our field here this evening?
Yes, they are. They're going to head down towards the school there to take the opening kickoff as Talon's trying to get his guys fired up, getting some last-minute instruction from Coach Jeff Puglio out there. And the Owls, they look fired up. They look ready to go, which...
And it looks like it's this is a team, unfortunately, that, like, you know, it's not the Central Clearing, but we look like size-wise we match up well. Just right now looking, you know, X's and O's, player to player. Hopefully just our X's can beat their O's.
Yeah, and deep for the Owls, if they'll kick to them, not many have this year, is Logan Collier. Kohler, as I mentioned earlier, his speed is dangerous. There's a little bit of an odd kickoff formation they got going here for the Dutch.
I was
going
to say, everybody's all huddled up. All right, now they break and kicker drops back. Let's see what happens here.
Also deep for the Owls is Keyshore and Jordan Thompson. As the kick is in the air and it's driven deep, and it's Kohler's going to have a chance to return. It gets it at the 3, across the 10, across 15, across 20 to 30, and he's wrapped up and brought down about the 32-yard line. So the Owls going to start out decent field position. As Noah mentioned just a moment ago, they're working left or right on the radio tonight, and it's going to be 1st and 10. Looks like about the 33-yard line. So what do you think, Noah? Are they going to come out passing?
I don't know. It looks like everybody's hitting their assignments right now. That was a pretty good wedge they had formed right there on kickoff. You know, we got quite a bit of yards for it, and let's see what happens here on the first snap.
Talon with trips off to the far sideline, off to his left. He's in the shotgun formation. Brody Haviland to his left as well. Talon takes the snap, fakes the handoff, goes over, and passes intended for Jordan Thompson, but unfortunately falls incomplete. So the Owls looking for a quick pass off that trips up there, which is a pretty typical play for them, and they've had a lot of success on that so far this year.
Now, his trouble was just a little bit in front of Jordy there, because it looked like he had a pretty good lane to head down the field.
Yeah, and it looked like he had time to throw the ball as well, as the offensive line did a nice job. So here we are, 2nd and 10 from the 33 for the Owls. Talon shotgun. Haviland off to his left, takes the snap, hands off to Haviland. Haviland breaks off the left end, brought down just, looks like he made it back to the line of scrimmage anyway.
I was say, if he got one, you know, it's a bonus, so.
Sure thing. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 9 now for the Owls. Owls in their traditional home blacks here. These uniforms are sharp. I mean, I obviously buy it, but I really like them. So Talon again in the shotgun. Haviland beside him to his right. Kohler lined far near the sideline. You're on the near hash here. Talon looking to pass.
Oh,
rolls out.
Flushed out of the pocket. Fresh. Oh, he evades one tackler.
Not the second.
Not the second.
Nope, he's brought down for a sack. That's going to be a huge loss down around the 15. Trying to get a name. I don't have any numbers for the St. Mary's program.
So. No, not unless it goes 1 through 60, but it is not looking like that right now.
So we'll do our best to get the St. Mary's names out there as they are able to stop the Owls now. So that's going to bring up a 4th down and 23. So Talon just took a 13-yard loss on 3rd and long. Haviland gets the punt, gets it off. It's a good punt. It's going to go across the 50 and take a...
Definitely took a St. Mary's bounce.
For sure, and it's going to be down by Abers on the Owls' 49-yard line. So as the teams switch out here, we're going to get a look at Ben Paul. He's a senior for St. Mary's. Ben's listed at just 5'11", 170, so not as big as the Corday kids, Cameron especially, but we'll see what he's got. Run heavy team here, Noah.
I see Talon Reese out here to corner. It looks like they have just switched some things up.
Yeah, but for sure switched
that
some
might be
up.
The first defensive play he's ever played.
Man, a couple years anyway.
Right.
Ben Paul from the shotgun takes the snap, looking to throw, going deep in the far sideline. He's got a man open, and it is caught at the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown St. Mary's.
That's going to give, it's a 49-yard touchdown pass from Ben Paul to...
Look like Ben Reynolds.
To Reynolds, yeah. Reynolds is their...
senior receiver there.
Yep. He's the leads the team in receiving yards per game, total touchdowns and tackles. So Ben's, Reynolds is going to be a name we probably call a couple times tonight anyway. So the Dutch score on the very first play of the game is... They did shy away from Talon there.
They did. They hit that seam right off the slot receiver, and, well, they found pay dirt.
Yes, they did. They send in to kick the extra point. Looks like it's going to be Will Wortman for the Dutch. Looks like some communication going down there between Owl Lyman. Looks like Abers and Whitmore having a chat, but the snap, the kick, it's up, and it is good. So that's going to give St. Mary's a 7-0 lead with 10:22 left to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24-7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. As you're just joining us, the St. Mary's took a 7-0 lead on a very first play from scrimmage they had. Ben Paul was able to go down the field to Reynolds for a 49-yard touchdown pass. And then an extra point was kicked in. I think it was Wortman got the extra point. So the Owls again have Kohler deep along with Jordan Thompson and Caden Keisher. The kick is up. It's a pooch kick this time. It's like DeGoyer gets it about the 25. He cuts towards the near sideline. He's got some space. He breaks the corner across the 35 to the 40. The 45 all down to midfield before.
He's still going.
He's not out. He still fights. One, two, three. Six. St. Mary's Dutch were there, and he was still able to get another 7 yards out of that. So DeGoyer really wanting something there, and gives the Owls really good field position here.
Yeah, I think that kind of bit the Dutch right there, trying to kick away from all our specialty guys, going right to DeGoyer and just not giving up.
Yeah, that might have lit a fire under the Owls as well there, as we're going to be first down at 10 from the Dutch 45. Talon in the shotgun formation. Havlin again off to his left-hand side. Kohler lined up in the slot this time. Looks like Enzo Alio on the far sideline hash mark. Talon takes the ball. There's a pitch, a counter into Kohler. Kohler across the 45 to the 40. He runs it to about the 37, 38-yard line. So it's going to be about an 8-9-yard gain for Kohler, which that's another wrinkle in the Owls offense I haven't seen
so far
this year.
With that little shovel pass there up the middle. Obviously, our line got a good push up front. Able to give him a hole and rip it for 9.
Yeah, again, nice blocking by Abers and John Jasper there. So it's going to bring up a 2nd and 2 now from the 37 for the Owls. Talon in the backfield sends a man in motion. Takes a snap. Handoff again to Havlin. Havlin right up the middle gets the first down. Brought down about the 29-yard line. So that's going to be a first down. Owls, 9:28 left to go here in the first period. Talon over to the sideline, looking at his wrist coach. Going to call in the play and let his troops know what's coming up here.
If they can keep it mixed up like this and keep the Dutch off on the back of their heels, you know, this is going to be a pretty decent drive.
Yeah, we got doubles to the right. It's Talon again in shotgun formation. Directly beside him is Havlin. Just a step in front of him is Jordan Thompson. Takes a snap, mishandles the snap, able to pick it up, but being run down and brought down for a big loss. Tried to get a number there, but another big sack after a mishandled snap by Talon. Try to find my St. Mary's. There we go. I got so many papers up here, no, I should convince you somehow.
Well, that's too bad, too. You know, like they had some momentum rolling there, and then, you know, just one bad snap will do that to
sure,
you.
Sure, that was Andrew Field who was able to bring down Talon, so that's going to be a big loss. It's now going to be 2nd and 21 from the 42-yard line for the Owls. Talon, again in shotgun, looks like he just changed up the play as we got trips to the near sideline. Tatlin takes a snap, throws the near sideline. Through the hands. He was looking for Jordan Thompson, but a little too much on that. So that falls down incomplete to bring up a third down now for the Owls. So it's going to be third and 21 from the 42. The Owls, I mean, if he comes up with that, it looks like he had a couple blockers there.
It was kind of like the same play on the first series there, just to the other side. You know, he's got a good seam, just got to come up with that ball.
Sure, and the Owls playing a hurry-up style offense, as they have been known to do. Just Talon again in shotgun formation. I have not seen Tommy Langdon yet, which is surprising. Talon takes a snap, looking to throw, throws near sideline. He's got Kohler off of Kohler's hands, incomplete. It's going to bring up a fourth down now for the Owls. And if you're the coach, what are you doing here, Noah? Are you going for it? You punting?
You know, it's still early yet. I'd probably punt the ball just for, you know, this field position's huge here. If you can get them pinned down and deep in the other end zone, you know, maybe your defense can come up with a big play, get points on the board still.
Yeah, I agree. Is that's exactly what the Owls are going to do as Talon comes off along with big John Jasper down there. So Brody Haviland in as Jake Avers handles the long snap for the Owls. There's the snap. Good snap. The kick is up. And
that's
he gets
one.
A boot on it all the way down.
Oh, he drops it.
Drops it down.
And it's
the Owls get it. He muffed the kick at about the 2-yard line, and I believe that's Nick DeGolier that comes up with the ball. It is, in fact. So, huge change of momentum there for the Bradford Owls. That's going to be a first and goal from the 1 now. So, great, great, great play there for Bradford. Let's see if we can capitalize on it.
That is one way to get to the other end of the field.
Yeah, not exactly how they wanted to do it, but here we are. So, Bradford looking to punch this one in. 8:05 left to go here in the first quarter. And it's officially going to be first and goal from the 2. As the Owls line up again. Talon and shotgun. There's the handoff to Haviland. Haviland up the middle. Breaks through one tackle, but a horde of Dutchman around him. Bring him down. Might even... he got to the line of scrimmage on there. So that's going to bring up now a second and goal from the 2-yard line.
I like that they're going with this run a little bit more tonight, you know, just keep pounding it. And then that will open up your short passes and maybe, you know, take a shot out there later this evening.
Yeah, for sure. And typically this is where they go to Tommy Langdon down in situations like this. But again, I haven't seen Tommy out there. In the backfield now with Talon on either side would be Brody to his left and Jordan Thompson to his right. Takes a snap. There's a pitch out wide to Haviland, but they Dutch soak it up, and they're able to bring them down again. No gain, so that's going to bring up a 3rd and 2 for the Owls. So far, the Dutch standing strong as the Owls have tried to punch it in on the ground 2 plays in a row here, which I am not against by any means.
If anything, it's just going to open up some of that deception, you know? Like, they can keep biting, run, that pass will be there eventually.
And here's Talon again in the backfield. Same backs, Thompson and Haviland. We got Kohler split wide to the right. Takes the snap. Talon rolls out to the far sideline.
Takes it himself.
Yes, he does. Dives over a defender to put the ball in for a touchdown. Ow. Talon Reese with a 2-yard score on 3rd and goal. So closing the gap to 7-6 now with 6:49 to go in the first quarter. Is the Owls sending Keyshore for the extra point. Looks like Kohler's going to be the holder. And I think that is...
Looks to be Keyshore back. They're going to take the kick.
It is Keyshore, in fact. So there's the snap. Good snap. Good hold. The kick is up, and I believe it's good. It is good. So that's going to bring the score 7-7 here with 6:49 left to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls have just tied it up 7-7 with the visiting St. Mary's Dutch. 6:49 left to go here in the first quarter as the kicking teams are out ready to go. Keyshore again into kick. Z handles both kickoff and field goals, extra points for the Owls.
And he does have quite the boot on him, so let's see this go hopefully beyond the 20.
Keyshore. More of a flub kick. It bounces, and it looks like it's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. So the Dutch going to get the ball. It's going to be first and 10 from the 20. They're going to be working from your right to left here as the teams hustle out to switch over their unit. I don't even see Mr. Langdon down there so far yet. I don't even see him on the sideline tonight, Noah. I got to be missing him. He's down here.
They do have some switches, though, because it looked like they moved Brody to defensive end, and they moved Ward back to outside backer.
Yeah, Lucky Giordano on the right defensive end spot. So
they're making some moves this evening. We'll see what helps them.
So Ben Paul takes a snap. There's a run pass option. He hands it off, breaks it off to the far sideline around the end, and it's going to be pushing close to a first down before he's being knocked out. Looks to be Evan Whitmore in on the tackle as well as Jordan Thompson. So they're going to give him credit for 4 yards there. As the running back for the Dutch would be number 8, Ben Reynolds, who scored that big touchdown on their very first play from scrimmage earlier. So nice play by the Owls to be able to get out there and break off his speed. So good angles taken. There's Ben Paul and shotgun again for St. Mary's. Owls one safety deep, takes a snap, looking to go deep, throws the ball over the middle and overthrows, but hits the trailing receiver, and he catches it, but he's brought down at the 50 by Talon Reese, which, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, Noah, that's the first time I've seen him on defense in at least 2 years.
And I understand it. You know, we got to get back in the win column. You got to get your athletes on the field, and maybe, like you said, we're not seeing Tommy Langdon out there. Maybe there are some injuries that, you know, just happened, or their kids are ill, that back-to-school crutch is hitting everybody, so you know, you got to put your best foot forward, get your athletes on the field, and win some ball games.
Yeah, for sure, as Bradford is looking to switch things up, both out of necessity, but it looks like maybe trying some new things as well. So Ben Paul runs back in. He's looking to switch the play up a little bit, as the Dutchman only had 10 men on the line of scrimmage. They're going to go ahead and take a timeout. 6:03 left to go in the first quarter. 7-7 is the score. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Before I leave tonight, let's switch numbers, and then we'll talk throughout the week. I should be able to do it.
Okay.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Here is after a St. Mary's timeout. The score still 7-7. Bradford, 6:03 left to go here in the first quarter. As St. Mary's going to have the ball first and 10 from the Owls 49 after an overthrow, but hit the trailing receiver, being aware, was able to bring that in. And the receiver for that was Cameron Coudray, who typically is the Dutch quarterback. We got to switch it up here and going under center this time is Paul for the... There's a fake handoff, and he hands it off to Reynolds. Reynolds will bake it off.
Ooh,
the far side, down to the 30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, and touchdown. St. Mary's, it's going to be... That was Andrew Field in for the score for the Dutch. That's going to bring the score up to 13-7 now, as they went under center for the first time tonight and just completely fooled the Bradford defense there, as Field took it off to the far side.
I was going to say, there were some definitely missed assignments on that far side, because it was like nobody was even there.
For sure, but what was impressive is Talon Reese nearly got him at the goal line.
He was trying to save that touchdown.
So in for the extra point is Wortman for the Dutch. Oh, there's a fake. And it's going to be a two-point conversion is, in fact, going to be good. That was the holder, Landon Rippey, for the Dutch, who took the snap and just rolled off to the far sideline, was able to put the ball in the end zone. So that's going to bring their score now to 15-7 in favor of the Dutch. 5:53 left to go here in the first quarter. We're going to stay right here with us as the team's team switch sides here. And Noah, like we've been talking a little bit, there's some guys that I typically see out on the field that aren't there, but I only see one not in pads. for the Owls, and that's Fabian Shirk, who Fabian, a newcomer to the Owls team, but made his presence known so far, so that might hurt the Owls a little bit. But
I see Bryson Geist down there. He's without pads this evening, too, so obviously he's got some injuries going on, which he's another one of those sophomores that you can rely on in a pinch. Put him in there.
Sure, and being the fourth game of the year, obviously injury bugs are hitting a little bit, and is, like you said, the school sludge.
Right. This back-to-school stuff with all these kids, it happens every year about week two, week three, and every school gets hit by it except for Central Clearing.
Of course. They're one of my favorite teams to talk about. Not at all. So St. Mary's in again for the kickoff. Deep for the Owls is going to be Logan Kohler along Caden Keish here. And again, Jordan Thompson. So we'll see what they're going to do this time. They tried to pooch kick last time, and it failed miserably for them.
I was going to say, they just don't know where to kick the ball now.
Kick is off. They drive it. Looks like Thompson's going to get it about the 20, 25, 30, up the middle to 35. Breaks a tackle up to
still
the 40.
He's
driving towards the near sideline before being brought down. So big return by Jordan Thompson is going to put the ball about the 42-yard line for the Owls. They're going to be working left to right on your radio. So, again, first and 10 Owls are going to officially mark it at the 43. Again, we got Talon in shotgun where he typically, I haven't seen him under center yet this year. So Thompson on his right and Havlin on his left. Reese takes the snap. There's a fake handoff looking to pass. It's complete to Enzo Elio. Enzo catches it across the 45. He backsteps trying to get away from tacklers, but a bad move as he's brought down well behind the line of scrimmage. However, forward momentum is going to give him about a yard completion there.
That's just one of those things, you know, like everybody's going to try to extend the play tonight, but like north and south, let's keep it simple because he had about a four-yard gain until he decided to cut it back.
Yeah, and Enzo came over from our soccer program. And he might be faster than Kohler.
I was him and Keyshore. They both come over, and they're both benefits to being on this team this season.
So Talon again into shotgun formation, moves Havlin from his right to his left, takes a snap, looking to throw near sideline. Nothing there, rolls out to the far sideline. He's got some room. He's across the 50 and out of bounds. Going to be close to a first down. We'll see where the refs mark him at. They're going to mark him real close. So that's going to be about an 8-yard gain for Talon on his feet. So Talon really showing his awareness as the pocket collapsed real quick. Looked like that may have potentially been a run-pass option as well, but Talon making the right decision there. So going to bring up a third down and one now for Dutch 48 for the Owls. Talon takes a snap, looking to pass again. There's
another
a shovel pass over the center. Looks like Havlin got it across the 35, across the 40, and knocked down about the 38-yard line. So that's going to be a first down. Owls. 4:40 left to go. As Dutch are holding on to a 15-7 lead now. Excellent play choice there, Noah.
They
got the blocking over on that far end. Abers and Whitmore were able to get even to the second level guys to open up some more space for Havlin.
They're keeping it simple, keeping it short, chipping away, chipping away, chipping away.
Talon in the shotgun formation all by himself now, trips on the near sideline. Talon looking to pass, dumps it over the middle. Havlin, he catches it for about a 4-yard gain before being knocked out of bounds. So another positive pass, gaining momentum here, gaining confidence for the Owls. So that's going to be officially a 3-yard gain. So it's going to bring up now a 2nd and 7 from the 35 for the Owls as they're driving. I mean, they started out with good field position, but they're driving here. So
now just keep chugging away.
Talon again in shotgun this time with Thompson off to his right, Havlin off to his left. Doubles on the near sideline. Takes a snap. There's a handoff to Jordan, go over the middle and gains positive yardage. Looks like about a 4 or 5 yard gain anyway before being dragged down about the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down and a long two. Let's call it 3rd and 3 from the 29 now for Bradford. Talon gets the play call from the sideline. Talon again in shotgun. Brody Havlin lined up to his left. The Dutch defensive backs really showing Kohler some respect as they're backed off 5 to 7 yards for him. They really respect his speed.
Well, it's one of those things, though. You see the safeties, though. They're moved right up. This might be one of the times you want to take that deep shot.
Yeah, Talon takes a snap, and he was looking to go far sideline to Alio, but just a step in front of him, he was unable to bring it down. So that's going to bring up a 4th-and-3 for the Owls. And, Noah, 4th-and-3, you're down by 8 points, 2:54. I know it's early. I'm going for it.
If you're on this side of the field in high school football, you might as well go for it, because if you take away those two big plays right now, they're in control of this game.
And in fact, the Owls are going to, as Talon shotgun. This time he's got Carter Cawley off to his right side and Havlin off to his left. Takes a snap. There's a handoff to Havlin. Havlin cuts it up the middle. He's got the first down. He's at the 20. Down to near the 15-yard line. So a big play by Brody Havlin. He's really shown his grit and his strength out there, Noah. He's just so much fun to watch play. So, first down, Owls. That's going to bring up 1st-and-10 now from the 16 for the Owls as the clock keeps ticking. 2:39 left to go here in the opening quarter. The Owls down by 8. Again, Talon Reese in the back in shotgun formation for the Owls. Brody Havlin. There's another handoff. Same play. Havlin gets hit in the backfield this time. Looks like he's going to lose a yard or two. In fact, he is going to mark him with a 1 yard loss as they substitute in a couple of guys here. Looks like.
And give credit to the Dutch on that one. They had that one snuffed out because they had just been beaten by that play 2 times in a row. So.
Sure, as Havlin's being subbed in for a quick, well deserved breather by DeGolier. That's Jordan Thompson back there with him. So Thompson and DeGolier on either side of Reese. Reese takes a snap. There's a fake handoff looking to throw. Nothing there. Rolls out to the far sideline. Picks up a block and just gets rid of the ball out of bounds. Smart play this time by.
That was a smart play there, though. You know, he's definitely out of the passing pocket. Nobody there to look at. Get rid of the ball.
Yep, excellent play. It's going to bring up a 3rd-and-11 now from the 17 for the Owls. 1:39 to go here. Talon over to the sideline.
This is quite the drive by the Owls, though. They're chipping away that clock.
For sure. Definitely one of the better drives I've actually seen so far this year for the Owls as Talon gets the play call from Coach Yoey down on the sideline. Moving a few guys around, directing some traffic. DeGolier on his right. Looks like Thompson to his left. And the shotgun, Reese takes a snap, looking to throw, looking near side.
Steps up.
There's a flag on the play. He gets a pass off to Alio. Alio catches it about the 20, pushes forward. They're probably giving credit to about the 18, but there is a flag in the backfield. And that's in the area of holding, so we'll see what the call is going to be.
It was right about time of that contact. I couldn't see who it was off our line. Step back to block somebody as Talon stepped up into the pocket, and all of a sudden Laundrie's on the field. So
yep, and something new, I guess the refs for the first time at Parkway Field are going to have access to the speaker, so we're going to hear exactly what the call is this time. It is, in fact, going to be holding against the Owls. That's going to drive them back 10 yards from the spot of the penalty, so it's still going to be 3rd down, but it's going to be a very long 3rd down. Looks.
I tell you what, that is different being at a high school game.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd goes quiet to listen to the refs for the first time.
And that's actually, I think this is probably the last field that we played at in the last year or so that in fact have had that luxury. So Logan Kohler in the backfield now with Talon Reese. It's going to be 3rd-and-21 now. He sends Logan in motion, looks the pass. Got a man open over the center, but he's hit, and surprise, there's not going to be a flag there.
I was going to say, like, that hit came just a whisker early for what I was thinking it was going to be.
But it fell harmlessly incomplete as Carter Cawley took a pretty good shot there, but was able to bounce right back up and ready to go. So now we're going to be 4th-and-21 from the 27 for the Owls. Looks like they're going to go for it here, Noah.
Why not? They did last time. Converted into a 1st down.
Yeah, I mean, even if they don't get it, they gain some positive yards here. You're still going to give them not as good a field position as they've had so far. In fact, they are going to go for it. They got trips to the far sideline, which would be Talon's left. Talon shooting the shotgun formation all by himself. He's got Kohler near sideline looking to pass, looking towards Kohler. Lets the ball go to the end zone. He's got Kohler open. Kohler coming back to get it, but they... Again, I think there should be some laundry on the field. However, that ball falls incomplete, so it's going to be a turnover on downs for the Owls. So.
I'm not quite sure about the high school rule, but that defender did not make a turnaround and attempt at the ball, and it was straight in Kohler's face.
Yeah, absolutely there. So. But there's a reason we're up here, Noah, and they're down there.
So. That's right.
So, again, the Owls turn the ball over, so it's going to be first and 10. Dutch from the 27, 108 left to go in the opening quarter. Ben Paul and getting his play call in from the sideline. Paul's got one back beside him there. It's going to be Andrew Field for the Dutch. Sends a man in motion. And there's a whistle and a flag. That might be an illegal. That's going to be a foul start against the Dutch. So that's going to drive them back 5 yards. So it'll bring up. It'll be still be first down, though, but just first and 15 from the 22.
Again, a lot of these kids go two ways, too. So if we can get a little breath with a penalty here and there, switching them in and out, it's always a bonus for Bradford.
Sure thing, getting those guys, you know. And there's some guys that are in there. You know, majority of the time. I mean, there's only a couple, but they are out there. So, again, Ben Paul in shotgun formation. Fields beside him, sends a man in motion, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, pitches it out wide, and it's completed the 20, across 25, 30, cuts back towards it, but pushed out of bounds by the Owls. And let me get a number on that. That was Malachi McCormick with the tackle, able to push him out of bounds. So they gain a big chunk of that yardage back, looks like about 10 yards of it. So it's going to be now a second down and second five, second and six. Now is the clock under a minute here. St. Mary's doesn't seem to be in much of a hurry here, but I imagine they'll for sure get a playoff as the play clock's down to 15 and the game clock at just a tick, 25 now. So Paul goes under center. Looks like, there's that fake handoff again, but didn't fool Jordan Thompson as he grabs him but gets away. He breaks across the 40, go up to near midfield.
Well, I see Talon was in there on that, and who else was in on that tackle?
That was Mr. Evan Whitmore who was in on that as well. And that was Ben Reynolds, the speedster for the Dutch, able to pick up the first down and get the ball out to about midfield now four.
And that could be the end of the first quarter.
That, in fact, is going to be the end of the first quarter. So the end of the first quarter here at Parkway Field, the visiting St. Mary's Dutch leading Bradford 15-7. You are listening to Bradford Owls Radio on WESB Sports.
Team Meinert is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Meinert!
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here. And Noah, our Togies touchdown sweepstakes contestant for the first quarter, Carly Carpenter, has in fact scored herself a victory. Since the Owls scored, she's going to get a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. So congratulations, Carly. Our contestant for the second quarter is going to be Sue Yeager. Sue, the Owls score this quarter, you get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you still get a free lunch special from Toji Substation. As the team switch sides here.
Toss out to the right.
Breaks across the 50. Looks like he's got the corner. He does over to the 40 before being brought down again. by Evan Whitmore was able to bring, I think that was Fields down, and also in there Colton Miller, I believe that was, Noah.
I was going to say, I'd credit both of those kids with a half a tackle. They were both there at the same time.
Yep, Colton Miller and Evan Whitmore able to bring Field down, but not before another Dutch first down.
It does seem like Bradford's defense has made a few adjustments, though, and they're slowing them down on offense. They're not ripping off the big plays to start the second quarter.
Yeah, and I see Tommy Langdon in there for the first time tonight, number 33. So I'm sure he'll be making his presence felt as he has all year for this Owls team. Ben Paul in shotgun formation for the Dutch. Takes a snap, looking to pass, looking far sideline. Gets a throw off over the center, but it's off the hands of his intended receiver and falls harmlessly incomplete. He was looking for Vinny DeFlippi, but
he had a good spot. He had our zone beat right there. Just, unfortunately, the hands didn't coordinate with the mind.
Yeah, it looked like a little zip on that one. It was a little too much for him to handle. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 now from the 35 as the team switched sides of field here as the second quarter started. So now the Dutch are working from left to right. So they're working from the school side to the creek side here as you're looking from the home sidelines. Under center again, Ben Paul takes a snap. There's a handoff. There's a fake handoff, and he rolls out to the far sideline, but he did not fool Brody Havlin as Havlin's able to come up with a tackle. Although he did make a very short gain there, 2, maybe 3 yards, is going to bring up a third down now for the Dutch. So
I was going to say, Brody had that one sniffed out pretty soon. He was in their right place, and it's nice to see third and eight.
Yeah, big third down now for the Owls defense here. Looks like the Dutch are getting their
play
call.
Looks like
they're
struggling getting the plays in this evening. Yeah, they're taking quite a bit of time.
Yeah, they're definitely in no hurry. It's a play clock down to 10 already for the Dutch. Looks like they're ready to go now. Is Fields going to, Ben Paul going to be in shotgun by himself now? Trips to the far sideline for the Dutch.
And is that a timeout or is that a play clock violation?
That is going to be a
timeout.
Yep, that's going to be their second charge timeout for the Dutch. So 10:36 left to go. Dutch still holding a 15-7 lead. You're listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here as the teams are coming off a timeout as I'm jotting down a few notes here. Getting ready for stuff that I need to handle later in the game. And again, our second quarter contestant for the Togies touchdown sweepstakes, Sue Yeager. So, Sue, hopefully you're listening and paying attention to see if you're going to come up with some free food. Well, you are either way. It just depends on what and from the substation or the restaurant. So, third down and 8 now for the Dutch. Ben Paul takes a shot, looking to go deep, and he's in and out of the receiver's hand. Nice coverage there by Lucky Giordano, but that's going to be a big third down hold there for the Owls.
Yes, it is. And this is definitely one of those kicking situations. They're just this side of the hash. So, you know, hopefully our special teams this evening has been doing an excellent job, whether it's been kickoff, punt, return. So if we can get a big play here, you know, nothing but good things in our favor.
Yes, 4th and 8 now from the 33 for the Dutch. Again, they're
Going to stay on the field, though.
They are. They are going to go for it, in fact. As Bradford has a couple safeties drop deep.
And you almost got to be thinking it's pass play here, so.
Paul looking to pass, goes over the middle. It's complete, but hit and brought down. That's going to be real close. Thompson brought him down, so it depends on the spot here. It looks like it's going to be a first down. It is, in fact. They are going to give that a first down, so. Nice attempt there is I see Lucas Wallace running off the field, so the freshman getting some playing time in there the last couple of plays. I mistakenly thought he was number 7 out there, so I apologize for that, Lucas, as you did a nice job out there on coverage. But, in fact, the Dutch do pick up a first down, so it's going to be 1st and 10 from the 25 now as the clock nears the 10-minute mark left to go here in the first half. Again, Ben Paul under center for the Dutch. Takes a snap. There's that fake handoff and the counter
and
up the middle, but snuffed right out. He's hit hard that time by
Evan. That was a gang of owls on that one.
Yeah, but Evan definitely got the first hit and a big one there for the Owls. So nice play as Evan. Last 3 years, he's been top 10 D9 in total tackles for the year. So
I was thinking, even as a sophomore for just the Owls themselves, I think he led the team in tackles.
In fact, he did, Noah, as I was the stat keeper that year. So I can confirm your suggestion there. So that's going to bring up now a second and 11 from the 26 for the Dutch. 9:20, just a tick under here to go in the first half. Again, Paul under center takes a snap. There's another handoff to Field. Bowls right up the middle, but just wrapped up and brought down by an entire parliament of Owls there for a very short game. So that's going to bring up a third down now as the Owls are shifting out some of their defensive guys. Looks like Abers is coming
off. Abers, I believe, had came up with that tackle or his first initial hit, and he's coming out now. So
Braylon Little off the field. Havlin coming over to get a rest.
Definitely another passing situation, though.
Yeah, Langdon. I see Tommy Langdon in there. I see Enzo Alio in there.
We got Colton Miller split wide over here.
As Whitmore calling out the defense is leading that group. As Paul takes the snap from shotgun over the middle, it's complete, wide open, and blows through an Owl into the end zone for another Dutch score. So that is going to be, was that Reynolds that time again, Noah?
I couldn't see a number because unfortunately I have a gorgeous wall right in front of me that I can't see that half of the field. But I believe that was Reynolds.
Nope, that's going to be Andrew Field in for the touchdown. So a 25-yard touchdown pass from Ben Paul to Andrew Field to give the St. Mary's Dutch currently setting at a 21-7 lead as they're in for the extra point. Kick is up, and it's going to be good. So that's going to be a 22-7 lead in favor of the Dutch. You're listening to the Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation, the friendly, fun place right here in East Bradford. No restaurant has ever succeeded and prospers in Bradford like Toji's Substation. For over 50 years, 7 days a week, nearing 20,000 days in a row, Toji's Substation has been open for your convenience. They care that you care about great food and getting your money's worth. They don't close on slow days like other places. Toji's Substation is always open for fast and courteous service. Stop in today at Toji's Substation, always open at 402 East Main Street.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here. Mark Irvin in play-by-play helped me out tonight. I got Noah Christian filling in for Flynn. As Flynn, if you were with us pregame, Flynn is home with COVID.
Yeah, so it's making a turn again. And unfortunately, like just this time of year when the weather changes, everybody's getting something.
Yeah, and it's especially tough on, well, you know, Flynn. Flynn being a diabetic, this sickness like this really, really knocks him down. So, Flynn, if you're listening, hope you get better soon, bud. Love you. And there's the Dutch kickoff deep for the Owls. Going to be Kohler. Kohler catches it at the 10. He's up to the 20, right up the middle. He finds a save to the 40.
Oh.
Brought down at the 42. So a lightning quick Logan Kohler. Brings in the kickoff at the 10-yard line, and in a flash, he's 30 yards upfield. So giving the Owls good starting field position.
If he had one more defender to beat, he would have been there.
Absolutely. There's not anybody that's going to catch up with him that I've seen so far on St. Mary's. There ain't nobody even close to as fast as Logan is. So if he gets an open field, look out. So the Owls going to go first and 10, working from right to left on the field. 8-11 left to go here in the half. Talon Reese in shotgun for the Owls takes a snap, looking to throw, dumps it over the middle. It's complete to Keisher. Keisher takes a pretty good pop, but able to bounce right back up after complete catching the pass. So a short gain for the Owls is going to bring up a second down and looks like six. So a 4-yard gain, Reese to Keisher. Brings the ball up to the 46 as the clock continues to tick here. Owls in their hurry up offense. Talon Reese again in shotgun. Brody Havlin off to his right. takes a snap, pitches it wide to Havlin. Havlin cuts it up off tackle, cuts it back towards center cross midfield to the 45 and knocked down about the 42-yard line. So that's going to be a first down now.
Not quite sure who it was, but number four out here for the Dutch, he tried to lay the first hit, and Brody said, not on me, and boom, and kept going upfield.
Yeah, that's one thing in the barbershop. You know, we talk football up there all the time, and one thing that I've said about Brody is he plays mean. Like, just he plays, he's not a mean kid. Great, great kid. But when he's on that field, man, you better bring your A game to bring him down, because he's bringing his. So, again, first down Owls from the Dutch 42. Oop, whistle the play dead there. I imagine that's going to be offensively as they whistled it. Oh, I don't see a flag. I just see
stop
play.
Officials are getting together.
Yeah, here we go, the new wireless system.
Oh, little encroachment.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a penalty against the Dutch, so give the Owls 5 more yards. So the clock currently stops 7:09, and it's going to be first down and 5 now for the Owls from the 37-yard line. So the Owls again driving here, a couple quick plays and a penalty, and they're already on the Dutch side of the field after a big Kohler kick return. Takes the snap. He hands it off under the draw to DeGoyer. DeGoyer up the middle, bounces it outside near hash mark before being brought down about the 30-yard line. So
nice little draw play right there, you know.
Yeah,
definitely
that's
a good fake pass, and then drop it right down for the draw.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of counter plays and such so far for the Owls this year, but that's the first time I've seen a draw that worked out very well for them as they're able to get another first down now. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 30 as the Owls continue this drive. 6:30 to go here in the first half. Reese takes a snap, pitches out wide to DeGoyer, but sniffed out and brought down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. There looks like it'd be about a 2-yard loss for the Owls. They didn't fool anybody on that one, but
no, and it's tough too because obviously you got to go opposite side of the field. All the Dutch were on the opposite side of the field just to begin with, and you know what? They're just doing what they're told to do.
For sure. So that's going to be officially a 3-yard loss. So it's going to be second and 13 now from the 33 for the Owls as they're, again, got a pretty good drive going here. Talon going to be taking the snap from shotgun. He's got Havlin on his right and DeGoyer on his left. And Toelio split near sideline here. Takes a snap, looking to throw, looking for Elio. Nothing there. Talon rolls out to the near sideline. Still looking to throw. Gets the play.
Keyshore's there.
Keyshore. Oh. Keyshore open at the 15, but it bounces off his chest. So Keyshore a little slow getting up and limping, but up and running back to the huddle. So, unfortunately, Talon, well, I mean, the throw was on the money. It was right there.
It hit him in the numbers, and you know these kids. They're kids still to begin with. And Friday Night Lights, they still get excited. They still get the bubble guts. You know. But that's one of those ones you got to come down with.
Yeah, Keyshore able to come off the sideline under his own power. So that's good to see. I'm sure the trainers will be taking a peek at him momentarily. But as of right now, 5:37 left on the clock. Third down and 13 now from the 33 for the Owls. Talon takes a snap. There's the fake handoff. Dumps it off over the middle. Pass is complete to Cauley. Cauley across the 25 down near the 20-yard line. So a big gain for the Owls, but still going to be short of a first down. Looks like about 3 yards short, Noah.
3 yards short.
So it's going to be fourth down and 3 now from the 24 for the Owls, and I'm certain they're going to go for it as they're down a couple of scores.
And that was the first time that I've seen Carter touch the ball tonight. They are spreading it around really, really well.
Yeah, I'm definitely impressed. They've obviously worked on some stuff all week, and they're working it. So Talon in the shotgun. Langdon off to his right. Talon takes a snap, looking to pass. It's complete. Far sideline to Thompson.
Hopefully he got enough, though.
He did, in fact, get enough as Thompson able to haul that pass in about the 18-yard line, which is going to be enough to move the stick. So the clock now ticking under 5 minutes. It's going to be first down and 10 from the 18 for the Owls. I was looking real good on this drive. No, this last drive have been fantastic.
You know, they're chewing up quite a bit of clock. They're controlling the game. It's a nice balanced play between run and pass. Just we gotta haul in some more passes, and we gotta run a little bit better north to south.
Sure, as Havlin comes off the field for a quick breather, Talon takes a snap from shotgun, looking again to throw near sideline. There's going to be that was inadvertent. He was looking for
his hands were out extended for the ball.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, the Dutch player's helmet got in the way.
Yeah, for sure. That was Talon Reese looking for Jordan Thompson near sideline. As Jordan extended his hands to catch that ball, the St. Mary's defender came across, and his hand just got hooked up in his mask.
That is a nasty play, though. Like, the way that Dutch player just got whipped around. Like, you never want to see that, but, like, it was inadvertent.
No, but he bounced right back up there, so.
Ooh. They hit him with a personal.
Wow. I would have. Okay. Well, I mean, when you see that violent of a face mask, you're always going to get a 15-yard of that, no problem. Because I'm sure if I mess up any of my officiating skills, I got a gentleman right behind me that did it for a long time. I'm sure he'll smack me upside my head and let me know the problem.
I was going to say, he's watching this game probably closer than we are.
So it's going to be first and 25 now for the Owls from, it looks like about the 30-yard line. Talon again in the shotgun. Havlin off to his left, takes a snap, looking to throw near sideline. Quick pass over, and it's complete to Elio to the 25. So getting Enzo involved. All there, and I mentioned before, Noah, he might be the fastest Owl on the field, and if he finds some open space, see you later. That kid is
well. He's just
lightning.
Small enough to stay under the radar too. So, like, yep. When we've seen him come across the middle on the slant, or just that little quick curl right there, like it seems like the Dutch have forgot about him.
Yep, and Enzo, a standout soccer player for the Owls for several years before deciding to join the football team his senior year. So nice to see Enzo out there. So now it's going to bring up a second down and 16 from the 25 for the Owls. 3:40 left to go in the half. Owls looking to score before halftime as the Dutch will get the ball to start the second half. Talon takes a snap, looking
Kohler's
to throw.
Kohler's on
a
run.
Oop. Talon flushed out of the pocket. He's trying to create, but nothing there. As he's brought down again and takes another big sack on him. I've never been in that position there before. I don't know what's happening down there, what's going through Talon's mind. Usually he's super efficient, but that's twice now tonight we've seen him take huge, huge sacks. So that's going to bring up third down now for the Owls. Third and 32, to be exact, from their own 34. So,
and we got to get a score this series. We have chewed up a lot of the clock. We're going into halftime. We need to put 7 more points on the board. So,
yep, and I hear a whistle out there.
I believe the Owls called a timeout.
They did, in fact. The Owls took a timeout. You are listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here as the Owls are threatening, although they do have a big third down, third and 23 here from their own 34-yard line. And again, Sue Yeager, you are our contestant this quarter, the second quarter for the Togees Touchdown Sweepstakes. If the Owls do score this quarter, you win a free value pack meal from Togees Family Restaurant. If they do not, you get a free lunch special from Togees Substation. So here we go, back to the action. Talon from shotgun takes a snap, pitches it over to Lucas Wallace. Lucas lets it go, looking for Logan Kohler, but it's picked off. So the Owls tried some trickery, but it was picked off by the Dutch, ending that threat as they were brought down by Logan Kohler, who Lucas Wallace was looking to get to. So
that was a nice drawn-up play. Just, of course, we have two defenders in that area. He's a young quarterback.
Sure.
Threw it into trouble.
Yep, Lucas, just a freshman here for the Owls. The last couple of weeks, he's seen some pretty good playing time is, I'm not surprised. He's pretty dang good athlete.
In the JV games, he's done really well for being a young kid. And, of course, you know, coming out of junior high, like, these games move at different paces, different speeds. And, again, back to the Friday Night Lights, young kid, you still get some of those nerves.
For sure, as it's Dutch now take the ball over, 2:44 to go left in the half, first and 10 now from the 22 as they're working from left to right. There's a pitch in near sideline to Field. Field breaks it up to about the 25, but he's brought down. Pretty hard tackle there.
Is that Braylon Little with the tackle?
In fact, was Braylon Little getting in on the action and coming up with a tackle. And Braylon, another one of those kids that he spent not only a lot of time here with the Owls programs, but Brian, his dad, has really, as he is with all his kids, full-fledged in that everything they do. Brian took him to all kinds of different lineman camps and strength camps and just anything he can do to help his kid get better, and his kid more willing to do it is Braylon showing what he's learned out there for the Owls.
Ooh, I'm going to say that's offsides on the old Dutch.
Yeah.
But let's see how the Stripes call it this evening. There we go.
Yeah, foul start against the Dutch, so it's going to drop them back 4 yards as we near the two-minute mark to go in the half as the Dutch hold on to a 22-7 lead over your Bradford Owls. So it's going to be now second down and 10 from the 22. So Ben Field out there, quarterback for the Dutch, checks his wrist, coach, to see what we're doing as he directs a little bit of traffic out there. The Owls got DeGoyer drop back pretty deep in the safety position, making sure nothing gets over him. Ball takes a snap, and it's a handoff up the middle of the field. Field bounces out and off to the near side, across 30, to the 40, to the 45, to midfield.
Blocking the back
there. DeGoyer able to grab him and bring him down, but not after a massive gain there for the Dutch. And
I'm surprised they're not going to call a horse call on that one.
Yeah, DeGoyer very lucky to not be penalized on that play. That's going to give the Dutch a first down now, and they're going to threaten to score again here right before the half. So we see Lucas Wallace hustling off to the sideline. Ben Paul looking to his coach, got the play. He's in the shotgun. He's got Field to his right. Takes a snap, rolls out far sideline, being chased down, but gets the throw off, he overthrows his intended receiver. Talon Reese almost come up with an acrobatic catch for an interception, but unfortunately it falls down. Falls down incomplete. That's going to bring up a second down and 10 now from the Owls 28 for St. Mary's. As again, they get the ball after halftime, so they're really looking to extend this lead.
But they're looking a little gassed out there. The D line got a good push on that last drive, flushed them out, hurried the throw, and threw it in the traffic.
Yeah, I mean, even though two big plays, Noah, and you know, you take them away, and this is an even game here. So Ben Paul takes a snap from shotgun, looking to throw again, flushed being pressured. Again. Gets the throw off across the middle, and it's caught and into the end zone. So somehow between a couple receivers, Ben Reynolds able to come up with that pass over the middle is flushed out again. So the defensive line really playing well, but you know, sometimes it's the way the ball bounces, and unfortunately not bouncing in Owl's favor. So it's going to be a touchdown for the Dutch to give a 28-7, 28-yard touchdown pass for the Dutch.
And this game is not out of hand by any means yet. You know, some missed assignments here in the later series, you know, towards the closing end of the half. Those plays go one way or another. Bradford gets an interception there, like on that last one. You know, it could be pick six. So short amount of time here, hoping for the best. Let's get some points on the board before we go into halftime, make some adjustments, come back out here, play some gridiron football.
Yeah, just the 59 seconds left to go here in the second quarter as the Dutch just opened a 29-7 lead over the Owls. So, and like you said, Noah, this game is not out of reach. And when you have a quarterback like Talon Reese in the back, no game really is, unless we get into those mercy rule games against some of those juggernauts from down south. But against a team like St. Mary's, this game's still up in the air.
That's just it. Like, the last drive, especially, like, our front four stopped the run every time except for one where he was able, well, they stopped it. It just, he was able to bounce it to the outside, make a little extra happen.
Yeah. So the Owls, again, with Kohler deep, maybe they'll he'll get another chance at a return to show off that speed he's got. As the kick is up. Nope, he's going to flub it down.
Let's see if they let this go out of bounds, though.
Nope, they don't.
Drive ball.
And it's picked up by Kohler anyways. He breaks near the center of the field, but he's able to be brought down. He didn't fool anybody there. So looks like they're going to mark the ball about the 20-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 now for the Owls from the 20. As they got less than a minute, they go 80 yards. So we'll see if they're going to open it up or if they're going to be content just to run the clock down and finish out the half.
I say let's be aggressive here. You know, run. Let's not take a deep shot to put us even more behind the ball. But, like, let's run, pound it up the middle, see what can make happen. It looks like they're bringing Braylon in, so hopefully.
Yeah, it looks like they got their big guys in on the line.
Hopefully they listen to us, and we're going to pound the ball up the middle here.
So Talon in shotgun formation, Havlin off to his left. Talon takes the snap. He's looking to throw. He's got a man open. It's Kohler, who just about an 8-yard, 7- or 8-yard gain there, but Kohler able to come up with the catch, and I thought he got out of bounds, but they're going to let the clock continue to run here. So 40 seconds left to go. Owls playing hurry up as they got Talon again in the backfield and shotgun formation. Looking to pass, looking far sideline. Now he's looking near sideline, flushed out of the pocket. He's wrapped up, but gets the throw off, looking for Kohler, but it just goes out of bounds. So that's going to stop the clock now. 26 seconds left to go. Is the Owls looking to punch some points onto the board here? I mean, I know it's a long field there, but between Talon's arm and accuracy and the speed these Owls got,
we're due for a big play, though.
Sure.
And these safeties and corners are playing kind of shallow, so if we can catch somebody over the middle.
So Talon in shotgun formation again, looking for the snap. Another perfect snap from Jasper. Talon looking to go deep. Lots of time. Flush to the far sideline. He lets it go. He's going deep. He's got Cauley down there. Looks like in and out of the arms, a diving Carter Cauley at the 40 on the other sideline. So Talon showing off his arm strength there. So unfortunately, that's going to bring up a fourth down and fourth and four to be exact, Noah. So 15, just a tick over 15 seconds left here to go on the half. So it's going to be fourth down and four as the Owls send in Brody Havlin for the punt.
Brody's been having some excellent punts this year, keeping right around 35, 40 yards, you know, average. And, well, it was that one punt that DeGoyer ended up recovering, so.
Yeah, St. Mary's taking their last charge timeout of the half, but we're going to stay right here. And so far, Noah, the score don't dictate it, but I've been pretty impressed with the way the Owls are playing so far.
The Owls have been controlling the field. They've been controlling the clock. And we have had offense. We've had good defense. Just those big plays. We shot ourselves right in the foot. Yep. And it doesn't help that it was right in the beginning part of the game.
Sure. And it's three big plays now. And all three of those big plays have led to touchdowns for the Dutch. So, I mean, you take those points off the board. And, again, we're at a tie game, basically. So.
Yeah.
But the Owls, one thing I'm noticing out there is they're still fired up down there. Their heads are still up. They're still ready to play as they head back out there with 15-6 to go, fourth down and four from their own 28, and Havlin in for the punt. And as you said a few minutes ago, he's been impressive back there so far. So see if he can get another good kick for the Owls.
I was going to say, they're deep back, sitting right around the 42.
Yeah, and that's the speedster Reynolds there for St. Mary's. They need to wrap him up quick. He gets an open space. There's only one or two Owls out there that are going to be able to catch him if he does, in fact, get out there. So, head referee blows the play in. So there's the snap. Havlin runs up the middle. I don't think that was a designed, just an off-center snap there, but luckily Havlin got it.
He had to go off to his right to get it, and, you know, it's one of those things. He saw a little pay dirt, and there was no way he was getting that kick off.
Yeah, for sure. So probably not a bad decision by Brody to try to run the ball. So that's going to give the Dutch really good field position here. They got time for one, maybe two plays as there's 9.5 seconds left to go here in the half, and it's going to be first and 10 on their own 25.
I'm not trying to speak for the Dutch, though. But right now, just like, because their sideline is thin.
Sure.
If I'm them and I'm trying to win the game, take a knee, get into the our locker room, let's regroup as well.
As I agree, but I also know the history of the Dutch, and that's an aggressive community down there when it comes to their sports, not only football, baseball, the whole bit. So I have no doubt they're going to take a shot, possibly two, at getting some more points on the board before, because, like we've said, they get the ball after halftime as well. So you add another, even if it's just 12 points, I mean, now we're nearing the mercy rule with the running clock in PIAA football. You go up by 35, right. Mercy rule running clock. So
into the second half, though, which they'd be there.
Yep, absolutely. So they're trying. I'm sure that's what their game plan is going to be, is the Owls send their defense back out. And again, I see Lucas Wallace out there, so earning his time. Wallace is out there.
Looks like they're going with a 3-4, too, and they got a little lined up as a nose guard.
Yeah, Braylon Austin out there as well for the Owls. So they got some speed in their DBs. Paul takes a snap, looking to throw. Nothing there. Tries to go up
wrapped
the middle, but he's wrapped
down.
Up and brought down. So there's a sack for the Owls.
Who is that?
That was number 57 for the Owls. Number 57 would be Sean Ward, a junior. And that's going to bring halftime on with the Dutch up 29-7. So halftime here at Parkway Field.
Oh, you're
the Owls down 29-7. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screwed together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24-7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Toji's Family Restaurant.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old, dried-up, cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty, chipped cutting edge on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their six locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
WTCM Bradford, WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome into the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show here high above Parkway Field. Is currently the Bradford Owls trailing the visiting St. Mary's Dutchman 29-7. Noah, so far this game I think has been a lot closer than what the score dictates. As you've mentioned, a couple of big plays, three in fact, have led to touchdowns for the Dutch. But the Owls playing well, and I've been impressed with their front four so far on defense.
They are running a very well-balanced offense tonight. What I think in the stat column is killing us is the dropped passes, the dropped balls, because our running game, again, we don't have a lot of yards, but like a lot of guys spreading it around, chipping around. Brody Haviland, he's got six carries. He just only has about 15 yards.
Yeah, and Brody, I mean, obviously he'll pick it up. He'll get his yards no matter what. But Talon is throwing some beautiful passes. It's just, it's on the Bradford receivers, flat out. It's on the receivers to be able to come up with those passes. And
right now, Talon's 6-for-17. He has whipped the ball 17 times. And if we said there was, what, maybe one or two that were overthrows or not close, but everything else is hit him in the numbers, hit him in the hands. We just got to hang on to it.
Yeah, and that's, for most quarterbacks, that'd be frustrating. I'm sure it is for Talon, but watching them play and mature over the last, you know, almost 4 years now that I've been watching them, it's not going to bother him one bit.
No, he's going to come back out. He should have a little bit more determination and fire. Just hopefully guys, like, I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but, like, Jordy's got a couple drops. You know, he's got 11 yards. He's got one rush for four and, you know, two drops. Keyshore, he had that one big drop down here that would have been a 20-yard gain. Haven't seen Tommy Langdon in the game or have any touches tonight, but something might have happened. We don't know. He could have not, you know, been, he might have been late to school or something like that, which these bylaws, these, you know, kudos to these coaches for holding those kids to those, because you know what? At the end of the day, they're trying to build character and make these kids better, even though they're trying to win a football game every Friday night.
Yeah, and Noah, being new to the broadcast team up here, filling in for Flynn, a couple things that we have to consider as we've watched the first half and as we continue on for the rest of the game. The end of the game, we fortunately get entrusted with announcing a couple of winners. Winners being the Model TN MVP of the game. And also, we look for the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. Although nothing comes to mind.
Right now, the only things that are sticking out to me, like, and you'd hate to say this because it is only a portion of the game, but special teams right now, we've done very well on. Kohler with his one return, the Goalier with his forced fumble.
The recovery down there, yeah.
And kind of partial, but Braylon Little had a smack there towards the end of the second quarter when he got that into the backfield. And who had the sack there? Was that Whitmore that had the sack?
I believe it was Whitmore that had the sack.
Actually, no, that was Sean Ward.
That's correct, yes.
Sean Ward had the, in my opinion, right now, of course, there's a long game left to go, but he has the best hit of the game.
so far, he's in the running for the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision game. Noah, you've been throwing me some stats out, so why don't you go ahead and give us a full rundown of the stats after the first half of play here.
All right, so we got Talon Reese. It's not a bad game. 6 for 17, just under 100 yards. Kohler's got quite a few touches. He's got about 65 yards of that. Unfortunately, quite a few misses there. Keyshore, 1 reception, 4 yards. Jordy Thompson, he's got a 4-yard run and 11-yard reception. Brody the Beast Havlin', he's got about 12 yards on about 8 touches, but he's just been grinding away. Carter Colley got a 20-yard pass. Nick DeGolier had a 20-yard run on that draw. What's the Ilios kid's name?
Enzo.
Enzo Ilio. He's actually had a pretty decent little game. 2 receptions, 4 yards. And 1 reception for 4 yards. 2 receptions overall. One was just for a thing. And then Carter Colley's got a 6-yard pass.
Defensively, how the Owls doing out there? Who's leading the way this time?
I'm a guy for a half tackle. But right now, Evan Whitmore is kind of leading the way. He's got about 4 tackles. Jordan Thompson, he's got 3 tackles. Talon Reese coming to the other side of the ball. He's got 3.5 tackles. Again, on defense, so everybody's kind of getting in. Colton Miller, Havlin, Abers, Little, DeGolier, and Sean Ward with the big sack.
Yeah, so Owls really playing a full game here. And again, just those big plays. I know we keep going back to it as you're joining us here at the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. Bradford Band just put on they're doing a nice job out there. They're always entertaining. Unfortunately, I don't get to listen to them very often.
Yeah, same here. And it is a gorgeous night here at Parkway Field. If you do not have anything better to do, still some room left, come on down here, watch some Friday Night Lights. It's gorgeous weather, and being in the Bradford area, it's not going to be around much longer.
No. That's a definite there, that the weather is coming. And the Owls, you know, I know they circled this game on the schedule. They thought that this was going to be a very winnable game, and I do too. But, you know, this, I was really hoping this would build momentum, because next week we go to Clarion. And the juggernaut that Clarion has going on down there is they're on an incredible run right now. They were really good last year. They're even better this year.
And it's one of those things that any of those teams can be beaten at any point, because it was kind of nice to see Port Allegheny, one of the local schools up here last week, go out and hit Red Bank Valley right in the mouth and put 60 points on them.
Yeah, nobody expected that to happen.
So no.
Port Allegheny with a huge, huge statement win last week, shaking up the single A D9 bracket a little bit there. So, but if you look at that Port Allegheny team, and I watch probably way more film than what's healthy, the thing with Port Allegheny, that both offensively and defensively, they're front four every game. Fantastic.
When you have a Bliss in the backfield, the Kaiser in the backfield, like, and then those big horses just up front, they just blow on you and they move you. So, you know, and we're getting to that point. Just like I said, a couple less missed assignments on defense, and we're back in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. The ball bounces, you know, one way or the other here a couple times, and the Owls are right back into this game as you're joining us again, C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, as I'm thoroughly enjoying Mr. Mike, our scoreboard keeper, getting rattled a little bit because...
I was going to say, I believe Mr. Nuzzo, of all people, was giving him a hard time.
Well, Mike, he's got a little bit of a problem. That problem is he's a Dolphins fan.
Oh,
so everybody's really getting after him, and he's got broad shoulders. He's a good guy. He can take it, but but no, I'm sorry, Mike.
All day.
Well, that's the last time I'll say anything about your Dolphins getting destroyed. Again, joining Noah Christian and myself, Mark Irvin, here in the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, as the Bradford Band is exiting the field after a stellar performance by then. And they had my attention when the band has baseball uniforms on. As you know, I'm a baseball guy through and through. So an entertaining halftime show. Again, Noah, we're looking for the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game, and also the overall Model T and MVP of the game. And that comes both a combination of stats and also just what we see, because As you know, sometimes stats don't tell the whole story.
No, not at all, especially tonight. Like, when you have your quarterback, starting quarterback, playing defense for the first time and going out there and getting tackles, and he almost had a touchdown-saving tackle that was a 45, 50-yard run coming all the way across the field, like, you do have to take some of that into consideration, too.
All right, so as the Owls march off the field, you are listening to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as both teams are coming out after a quick halftime break to get stretched out, loosened up here for the second half. So, Noah, with the Owls being down 29-7, the Dutch going to be getting the ball to open up the third quarter. What do you expect here in the second half?
Well, different than what I expect is what I hope is we need a defensive stand. The first two series that the Dutch come out, like, we need to stop them right now. And then we need to come down the field and score and then stop them a second time. So our defense has to be on point. And they did, like, again, they did pretty well in the first half. Just they're chewing apart our zone a little bit too much.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there. The Dutch have been able to find some holes in there against Yale's defense, and which we got to give credit to them for being able to do that. But unfortunately, so far, this is the best game of the year I've seen for our front four for the Owls, and they're just playing. They really are playing great football out there.
I know this is only week one for me, but how many sacks have we had on the season? Is tonight like the first sack?
No, there's been a handful out there, but they're few and far between. But again, the two losses we have were big losses. I mean, the opening Friday night against Brookville just took it to us, and then last week down at Dubois again. I mean, that team, you didn't really know what Dubois had because they were 0-2 coming in. But they played Carnes City and Punxsutawney, and I'm not sure if you've read much about that Punxsutawney team this year.
Well, Punxsutawney just beat up on Brookville pretty good last night for the 36 trophy.
Yeah,
so.
a rare Thursday night game here in District 9 is.
And but also too with like Dubois, they have to play your Altoonas, your Hollidaysburgs, those big schools that have 100 kids on the football team. So 50 of them are very athletic and just run like lightning.
You're definitely right there. And again, I think we briefly mentioned it earlier last week is some big statement win by Port Allegheny. Otto Eldred was knocked off by Kane.
Kane needed a win. It was nice to see those kids get a win because I know they kind of were counted out before the beginning of the season.
I love that the Kane-Braffle rivalry is becoming what it is. They're going to play each other last game of the year every year for like their senior night festivities.
Mm-hmm.
But this Kane, it don't matter if one team's 9-0 and the other team's 0-9 going in. It's going to be a good game. That's one I look forward to every year, on top of the fact that when you go to Kane for a football game, they put out a smorgasbord of food up there that is the benefit is it's amazing food. The downfall is it of it is you get through about halfway through the second quarter and you're bobbing your head because you're trying to take a nap. So again, if you're just joining us, halftime is nearing its end here at Parkway Field. And also with us in the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, currently the visiting St. Mary's Dutch are up 29-7 on your home Bradford Owls as the Owls out there huddling up with each other and coaches and sending their kick team out on the field as Caden Keisher, who's done a fantastic job for the Owls so far, is going to get the duties again. And I see a lot of, it's been nice. A lot of the younger players have been able to get out on the field. And I also see a lot of the players from Fretz down there helping out. Look at that Rosendahl kid real quick. Isn't that a fantastic haircut? Yeah, I just did that about 4:30 today. That's just throwing that out
there. And not to cut them short, but like they had a very tough game yesterday too. Unfortunately, they lost, but they did have a lot of bright spots in that game.
Yeah, I believe the final was 26-0 as they were down in Ridgeway last night for their game. I do not have stats or I'd throw them out there. So I can't even give Coach Gow a hard time this week because I don't know nothing about the game. But
that's on Coach Gow.
Here we go. Let's start the second half of play here as Keyshore lined up to kick off. It's the kick off. Another excellent one. It's going to be returnable.
Dropped again
about the 15.
And he's down.
Yes, brought down by Logan Kohler. The ball was muffed. I couldn't tell who that was, but it was Reynolds who picked it up, but Kohler quickly on top of him to, they're not pinned deep, but this is some of the worst starting field position the Dutch have had so far tonight.
Let's just hope our Owls come out with a little bit more fire than they did in the first half and get a turnover.
Yes, so it's going to be first down 17 for the Dutch as they're going to be working from right to left, so that's going to be like the creek side to the school side if you're familiar with Parkway Field here in Bradford. And I noticed the new track, they got the lines on there now, Noah, so really looking sharp around here.
It is. This is a nice complex come to. A lot of people from around the area do like coming here for football games.
Ben Paul under center for the Dutch takes the snap, hands it off up the middle to Fields. Fields can't get away from Jacob Abers. Is Abers able to hold him up enough that another Parliament Owl's able to bring him down for a very short game, maybe a yard, possibly two there.
And that's what we need to do. We need to gang tackle, see ball, find ball, gang tackle.
Yeah, that was just nice to see after that. You know, the guys all celebrating, high-fiving each other, pumping each other up out there. So we didn't see a whole lot of that in the first half. So that was nice to see there. It's going to be second down and 8 now from the 19 for the Dutch. Ben Paul, quarterback for St. Mary's in shotgun formation. He takes a snap. He's looking to throw, looking far sideline. Nothing there. He's flushed out by Abers. Abers chasing him down. Paul gets to the sideline before he's pushed out, and I believe that's Nick. In fact, it is. Nope, that was Tommy Langdon.
And
not only did he get him out of bounds, he laid down a pretty good pop on him there. So nice job out there, Mr. Langdon. Good to see you back in the game and making your presence known, as I knew you would. So that's going to bring up a big third down here. Noah, this is just what you're talking about, getting a stop here. So it's going to be third down and 5.
And you got to be thinking pass here, because the last few times they've ran the ball, that they have not done very well. Our front three and our backing core have sniffed it out very early and stuffed them.
Paul under center takes a snap. There's a pitch. They're going to do a counter misdirection. And he breaks off the far end across the 30, brought down at the 35 by Nick DeGoyer. And when I say he, that was running back for St. Mary's, Talon Thomas, the first time we've seen him with the ball so far tonight. He's listed as a wide receiver. So,
well, it was also the first time I've seen it from St. Mary's this evening, but they had a fullback in their backfield. So
yeah.
They had a two-back set, looked like their little power eye just going old-fashioned.
So St. Mary's able to pick up a first down on a third and five play. As they're looking to a little bit more hurry up this time as they're all checking their wrist coaches. Ben Paul in shotgun, surrounded by two backs. He sends a man in motion. Looking around again, sends another man up. Paul takes a snap, and there's a design quarterback sneak.
Option.
No, he's not option. He pitches it out wide. Snuff. The field.
Ooh.
To move. But he's brought down by Lucas Wallace. Comes up with a... with a tackle behind the line. And Lucas, I don't know if that was intentional or not, but he took a hit there
at the end of the play.
Yeah, that was
whistle blown, and I get it, like they can't just stop on a dime, but like it was helmet to helmet at the end.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. But Lucas jumping right back up there and headed back out to his safety position. Nice job, Lucas. So that's gonna bring up a second down and 11 now from the 34 for the Dutch. Again, a little more urgency to their offense this time. Is looks to take the snap. He takes the snap. There's the handoff to Reynolds. Reynolds busts it out to the far sideline. Round end. He's got a little bit of yards there, but he's wrapped up and brought down. And I'm sure I seen that. Let me double check. I'm going to say the name right. It was about Braylon Austin in for the tackle for the Owls there. So although they gained 6 or 7 yards there, Braylon don't make that tackle. He takes it to the house.
No, and I couldn't tell who was in front of Braylon, who was clearly getting shoved in the back the whole time. But it's kind of like, all right, let's help our own cause out here, fellas.
I think that was nose tackle Braylon Little getting pushed in the back the entire time.
Oh.
Nope, the Owls jump off sides there. I'm not sure who it was, but...
yeah, unfortunately, you know, went with a hard count there and... got us to jump.
Yeah, as the Owls again force another third down, granted a short one, but it's going to be third and three as they sub Lucas Wallace out.
And they're telling Braylon to stay in. Looked like they wanted to do a two-man switch there, and Braylon's, wait a minute, why did they just move the ball back again?
That's Caleb Mackey came in for the Owls. They called a foul start, in fact, against St. Mary, so that's going to drop them back five more.
So I guess that encroachment didn't even matter.
Nope, it's going to be third and eight now, so another big play for the Owls defense. Ben Paul, quarterback for the Dutch under center, takes a snap. There's that fake handoff, a counter. He cuts it up the middle. He's got some room. Well, across midfield, he breaks it open to the 45, 40, 35, 30, down to the 20, being chased down by Talon Reese, but not going to get there in time. Another big play by the Dutch to pay dirt. That's going to be Ben Reynolds again showing off his speed. And Noah, I think he went untouched all the way to the end zone there, unfortunately. So that's going to bring the score 35-7 now in favor of the Dutch.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate on that time because that was a very, very long run on the same counter that we've seen before from the Dutch. And unfortunately, we just got beat up front that time, and he had way too much room to get ahead of steam before he even got to our secondary.
Yeah, I believe that's going to be marked as a 67-yard touchdown run. And again, the kick is up and good, so that's going to bring the score to 36-7 now in favor of the Dutch. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the St. Mary's Dutch have just increased their lead, now taking a 36-7 advantage, 8:33 left to go here in the third quarter. And while I have a moment, Brett DeGolier, you are our third quarter contestant for the touchdown, Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. The Owls score here, Brett, you win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they do not score, don't fear, free food still coming your way. You get a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. So good luck, Brett. As Dutch kicked the ball off, and it's caught by Keyshore about the 20. Keyshore up across the 30 to the 35 before being brought down. So going to be decent field position for the Owls. So I think it's real important that they're able to hit back right here, Noah, and put a ball in the end zone.
We got to. There's no other ifs, ands, or buts. We have to score on this drive.
Yeah, one more score for the Dutch, and that'll put us in the 35-point mercy rule. Again, that would be the third time this year the Owls have been put in that position. So let's hope that we're able to score and avoid that as Talon Reese in shotgun formation for the Owls. They got Haviland to his left. There's a handoff to Haviland. Haviland bounces off a blocker.
Still not going down.
Nope. He takes four Dutchmen to bring Haviland down. So they're going to give him forward motion, so it's only going to be about a two-yard loss, but a loss nonetheless as the Dutch were able to sniff that out, as I believe they were coming on a blitz right from the get-go there.
For Brody to hold up four senior Dutchmen, though, as a sophomore, like, he's an animal.
Yeah, absolutely. The beast. Brody the beast. I think that's going to stick around, Noah, so thank you for that. Is Talon surrounded by Haviland and Thompson.
Quick pass out to the left.
Yep, snap is complete out to Enzo Alio, who hauls it in, but the Dutch right there to knock him down for another short loss. Looks like maybe 1 or 2 yards. So nothing so far for the Owls after two plays. It's going to bring up a third down and 12 from their own 33 as the Owls are working from left to right. Talon takes the play call from the sideline, letting his men know they're blocking assignments. He's in the backfield all by himself with trips off to the near sideline, his right. Talon takes a snap from John Jasper, looking near side, nothing there. He steps up in the pocket, still looking downfield. He's got a man open. It's Alio, but it's, picked off by St. Mary. So, man, that's a big turnover as the Dutch are celebrating on the far sideline there, but Talon able to extend the play there, and he made a good throw. That was just a super athletic move by the Dutch defender there to come up with that as he was diving up and backwards.
And landed on his back while catching the ball. Like, everybody in the stands was hoping it was just going to pop out there at the end.
Yeah.
He could punt the ball away, but unfortunately for us, he's got some stickum on those gloves tonight, and it stayed right with him.
Yeah, I mean, Enzo was open. He had at least a yard or so on him, and he was coming back to the ball, just unable to get there. As again, the Dutch intercept Talon. That might be his first interception of the entire season there, Noah.
Yeah.
So the Dutch take over, first and 10 from their own 30. 7:04 left to go here in the third quarter. 36-7 is their lead. Ben Paul, shotgun formation.
Nope, fumble, ball on the ground.
Yeah, ball is on the ground. That's a must snap, and I think the Owls may have come up with it.
Again, if we can get good field.
They, in fact, did come up with it.
Who would you say forced that fumble?
They did on their own, but that's a Carter Cawley that comes up with the fumble recovery. So the Owls get the ball right back, and this might be the break we need, Noah. It's going to be now first and 10 for the Owls from the Dutch 19. So I fully anticipate the Owls look for a quick score right here as Talon's already out there and the Owls offense ready to go.
And you never want to say this, but like now with 7 minutes left in the third, it's got to be a passing game. We got to get down the field. We got to score.
But until we get there, Talon just takes the handoff. Takes the snap, hands it off to Haviland. Haviland able to worm his way up the middle there towards the far sideline for a positive gain. About a 5-yard gain, in fact, for the Owls. So that's going to bring up a second and 5, second and 6 now for Bradford from their Dutch 20-yard line. Talon again surrounded. Takes the snap. There's a handoff up the middle to...
Looks like Thompson.
Yeah, it was Thompson. Thompson put a hit on that kid there, but unfortunately, that's all the farther it went. So he may have just got back to the line of scrimmage there.
Looks like they're giving him 2 on that.
They, in fact, are giving him 2. So nice eyes. No, I'm glad somebody up here can see. But that's going to bring up a big third down now for the Owls. There's a clock near 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's going to be 3rd and 3 from the 17. Talon in the shotgun, flanked by Carter Cawley and Haviland. Takes the snap, looking to throw, gets a throw off.
It's open. Curl pattern.
Caught by Enzo Alio. Enzo down the sideline for the first down, but pushed out down around, I believe, somewhere near the 5-yard lines where they're going to mark him out at. So a huge first down there for the Owls. is Enzo. I don't know if you noticed that, but Enzo, one of the great fun things to watch about him is he's at full speed after two strides, which is incredible. So,
and he's almost like one of those old prize fighters, like just keeps going and going and going and going.
I agree. So it's going to be first down and goal from the six for the Owls. Reese and shotgun. Reese sees something he don't like. Looks like he's changing up the snap a little bit as well as the Dutch. He takes a snap. He pitches it wide to Haviland. Haviland across the five.
Still on his feet.
Into the end zone. Touchdown, Owls. Brody Haviland, a six-yard TD run. To put the Owls on the board, it's going to make the score 36-13 currently. So Brody the Beast Haviland, as you have named him, he just, there was no quitting that. I mean, he was hit three or four times in those short, you know, 3-5 yards there before he brought it in. So the Owls now.
That's the big difference, too, is yards after contact. Just keep going. Keep trucking.
Yep. So Keyshore in for the extra point for the Owls. We're going to mark this down here real quick. The kick is up.
That's almost automatic.
Yep, it's up and it's good. So that's going to bring the score 36-13 now in favor of the Dutch. 5:41 left to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls have just scored to bring this score now 36-14. And with the Owls scoring, that means Brett DeGoyer, you are a winner of the Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Brett, you won a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. So congratulations, Brett, and thanks again to Toji's, a loyal sponsor. As Keith here gets the kickoff, it's a flubber that just bounces along the ground, and the Dutch just cover it up at their own 30. So the team's switching sides here, and there's a little more pep in the step of the Owls after that score. So let's see what'll happen.
They got to take that as motivation. You know, nothing was a gimme on that drive. Like, they ground through a lot. They had a couple stops in the backfield on some small runs, you know, quick out to Alio, and then, of course, Brody busting it there for 6 yards to the end zone. That's what we need to do.
Yep, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Noah. And it's going to be 1st and 10 now for the Dutch from their own 35-40 left to go here in the third quarter. Ben Paul under center. Oh, no, excuse me. He's in shotgun now for the Dutch. He's got trips near side looking to pass. He lets the ball go deep. He's got Reynolds open. Reynolds catches it on the other side, the Owl side of the 50, and brought down about the 35, 36-yard line.
Colton Miller.
Was on the defense and able to also bring him down, but not before a huge gain for the Dutch. So the Dutch still got their foot on the pedal here, Noah. They're not done yet. They're not settling up yet. And that was Andrew Field, actually, that was in on that catch for the Dutch. So that's going to be now 1st and 10 Dutch from the Owls 37. Ben Paul again in shotgun formation. He's got trips to the far sideline this time. Single receiver near side. Takes a snap. There's a handoff to Fields up the middle. Breaks through across the 20, 15, and brought down by Talon Reese. Touchdown saving tackle there. So another first down for the Dutch. I believe they're going to mark him down about the 10-yard line. Not sure if it's going to be 1st and goal or if there's just enough room there. Nope, it is going to be 1st and 10 from the Dutch from the 11-yard line. So Dutch just imposing their will right now.
That was a good run right up the middle. Nice little counter. And had our backers thinking something else.
So Ben Paul, shotgun for the Dutch, looking for the snap. Fakes the handoff, looking near sideline. It's caught. Right to the 5. It brought down about the 1 yard line. That was a pretty good hit, Brock.
Keyshore, he was right there at the right spot.
Yeah, Keyshore able to bring him down at the 1 yard line and brought him down hard. So he's throwing in his bid for the Love Toyota Collision Center, Owls Collision of the game. But nonetheless, still going to be second down and goal for the Dutch, or second down and one now for the Dutch from the 2 yard line. So I'm pretty sure they're not going to be looking first down. They're looking to put this one in the end zone. No,
that's almost an impossible first down. Like somebody's going to reach over. Like you're right, Skirbo. It's going to be a touchdown. Try to score a clear play.
As the clock continues to tick now, just under 4 minutes to go. There's the snap and a pitch off, and there's another touchdown for the Dutch. This time it is Andrew Field puts it into pay dirt, and that's going to make the score 42-14 currently as the Dutch send out their kicking team. So this game's starting to get a little bit out of hand, Noah. Field in for that touchdown, just a 2 yard, credited with a 2 yard TD run.
And that kid runs like a locomotive. Like, once he caught that quick little pitch to the right, like, obviously nobody was on the tracks, but if they were, that they were getting trucked.
Yeah, as we have an injured St. Mary's player on the field as the teams kind of hustle off prior to getting that extra point. So don't look like too serious, as the St. Mary's have brought their trainer up here as well.
He was definitely in the middle of that line when he dropped down. And, of course, the Owls trying to make a tackle.
Yeah, the Owls are playing, like this, even if it stays the way it is right now, I mean, obviously it looks like a big loss, but I promise you, when those St. Mary's Dutch get up in the morning, they're going to know they're in a football game.
That's right, exactly. No, like, the hits we've made, the plays on offense that we've made, like, they've been, it has been a good game. Just, the big play right now is killing us.
I had a guy in the barbershop earlier this week, he from New Boys. And he was telling me how back when he played mid to late 90s that they would, when they'd play the Owls, they blew the Owls out a couple times. They got beat a couple times. But the one thing that was always consistent is the day after playing the Owls, you knew you were in a football game. You woke up sore, you got beat up, and he's like, We'd try to knock the Owls down and just blow through them. He's like, those guys just wouldn't give up. It didn't matter what was going on. He goes, so we always circled that game on our calendar because we knew we were going to need the icy hot for mom in the morning, you know. As the injured Dutch is able to get up and walk off, thankfully, under his own power. So now the Dutch out to kick the extra point. So Dutch currently up 42-14. Wagner in for the extra point. Good snap, good kick, and he drives that one nearly over the fence here on the near sideline. Is it going to be called good? So that's going to be 43-14 favor of the Dutch. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Dutch now taking a commanding 43-14 lead over your Bradford Owls. 3:42 left to go in the third quarter. And no, I just hear all kinds of shouting out there, and I see our student section still down there supporting to their fullest, and the crowd still looks to be here.
No, it's so still full, and these fans want to win. These coaches want to win. These players want to win. So, like, for them to still have the support that they do, like, you got to have the faith.
So there's the kickoff, and I believe that's Matt DeCasper was able to come up with that and get a 5 or 6 yard return to set the Owls up on decent field position. It's going to be first and 10 for the Owls. I got to talk about Matt DeCasper a little bit last week, and I personally wish he got more playing time because he is so fun to watch. He's a little dude. He's not a very big dude, but he hits like a fully loaded Mack truck, and he don't care who he's going against. He doesn't realize his size, so it's awesome to watch Matt play. So, but that's going to bring up a first and 10 now for the Owls from the 34. As Talon takes a snap, there's a handoff. I believe that's Carter Cawley that took that snap. And they're going to give him credit for Nope, that was Haviland. Haviland was able to, they're going to give him forward momentum there now and bring him out, give him a 2 yard gain. So that's going to bring up now a second down and 8 for the Owls from the 36. As the clock nears 3 minutes to go here, Owls working left to right. Talon directing some traffic out there. He's in the backfield and shotgun sends Jordan Thompson in motion. Talon looking past, looking far sideline, gets the throw off. It's complete over the middle. Angelo Alio. Alio
nice
breaks
move.
The snap. He cuts it out across midfield. 45.
He's
40,
got blockers.
Down to the 30. 30-yard line, and he's brought down. I don't know who that kid is that brought him down, but if you run Enzo Alio down, you're a speedster. So excellent play by Enzo Alio. A short pass, and he takes it into the Dutch territory. So it's going to be a first down, Owls. First and 10 from the 30 for Bradford. As now we're cooking, Noah. Little misdirection there, and Enzo just... And like I mentioned before, he's at full speed in two strides, which is really fun to watch. So
that was a nice little drawn-up play. Went exactly how they needed to. Blockers where they were. Everybody hit their assignment.
Talon takes a snap. There's a shovel pass to Haviland up the middle. Haviland breaks one tackle and nearing the first down marker at the 20, but just short. But a solid, solid gain again for Haviland. And that's going to bring up a second down and 2 now from the Owls from the Dutch 22. So the Owls threatening near in the red zone. Talon directing some traffic. They're shifting Tommy Langdon into the backfield and giving Brody a... Oh, no, that's Colley, a quick breather. There's a handoff to
Langdon
across the 20. That's going to be a first down before absorbing a pretty decent hit. It pops right back up, so it's going to be a first down Owls. They're going to mark him with a 2 yard gain as the chain crew over there is apparently fell asleep a little bit. That's Coach Chaucert over there. I'm going to have to give him a call after the game and tell him to wake up while he's over there just to razz him a little bit. But here we go, Owls, first and 10 from the 19. Talon in shotgun formation takes a snap. There's a handoff to Haviland. Haviland right up the middle bowls over the intended tackler for St. Mary's for about a 5 yard gain. So, again, Brody the Beast Haviland. No, that's sticking. I like it. Brody the Beast Haviland right up the middle for a solid gain for the Owls as they continue to move the ball here.
Brody has not had a run yet to the outside. It has been, no. Everything has been between the tackles for Brody.
He wants to hit you. He wants to run you over. So it's going to be as the clock ticks under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Talon takes the snap. There's a pitch wide to Brody. Brody again cuts it up the middle, runs over one guy, and brought down about the 10-yard line. So
I go and speak that, and then they give him out a toss.
Yeah.
So.
but he did cut it back inside the tackle. So
he did.
But that's the clock ticking near in the 35-second mark. Because there's a small difference in the play clock to game clock, so the Owls going to have to get at least one more playoff here before the end of the third. There's their trail in the Dutch here at home, 43-14. Talon Reese again in shotgun for the Owls, and Colley in motion. Takes the snap, hands it off right up the middle. Haviland driving, and it takes three Dutchmen to bring him down. And you think they're going to give him a small loss there, maybe half a yard or so.
I was going to say, they gave him a yard loss on that because we got fourth and 2 coming up.
Yep, that's going to bring us up to the end of the third quarter with your Owls trailing 43-14. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
U298 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
As the team switch sides to start the fourth quarter, the Owls are threatening. They're a fourth down and two from the Dutch 11-yard line. Wally D., you are our contestant for the Toadies touchdown sweepstakes. The Owls score, you win. They don't score, you still win. Talon Reese takes a snap from shotgun formation, looking to throw near side. He's got a man open. That's into Elio. Elio breaks it down, makes a move, but it's brought down. But I believe that's going to be enough for a first down for the Owls. In fact, it is. That's going to be first and goal now for the Owls. So, as I started saying, Wally D., you are our contestant for the Toji's touchdown sweepstake. The Owls score here. You win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. They do not score. Don't worry. Still a winner, Wally. Free lunch special from Toji Substation. So good luck, Wally. We'll let you know if you win or not. Here is Talon Reese directing some traffic. It's first and goal now from the 7 for the Owls. Rare that Talon's under center. Takes the snap, drops back, rolling far side. He's got a guy open. He lets go wide open. Oh!
Wasn't even looking.
That was, there's a flag in the backfield, but Talon, it's the first time I've seen him under center this year as he was looking for.
Looked like Jordan Thompson in the back of the end zone.
Yep, Jordan Thompson, the back.
Nobody there either. Jordan all by himself.
So let's see what this flag should be. Typically, that's in the area of holding, so the ref going to utilize the new wireless system here at Parkway Field. In fact, it is going to be holding. So unfortunately, that's going to drive the Owls back 10 yards from the spot. So that's a rough one to take right there. So it's going to bring up now a second. Or it's still going to be first down, excuse me. Still going to be first and goal, but this time from the 17. It's Talon back to his familiar shotgun formation. Looks like he's got DeGoyer to his left and Langdon to his right. Kohler spread far wide. He sends DeGoyer in motion. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Quick throw over to Elio. Elio caught it at the 10.
Reach. Is he in?
Oh,
no. They're calling him short.
Elio caught it at the 10, made a move, and dove for the end zone, but they're calling him like a football length short. So that's going to bring up now a second goal as the Owls get 16 on that pass connection from Reese to Elio. Again, Elio showing off that speed. Man, is it impressive. So second down and goal from the 1 now for the Owls. As they bring in all their bigger guys, and Talon Reese and shotgun, he's got Thompson and Langdon in the backfield. Takes a snap. There's a handoff. Looks
Thompson
like Thompson
bowls forward.
That's going to be a touchdown. Oh. Jordan Thompson, a one-yard dive into the end zone. It's going to bring our score 43-20 now. 10:37 left to go in the first quarter. And also, Noah, that makes Wally D a winner of our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes.
We've had three winners this evening.
Yes, sir. Wally, free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. So the Owls sent Keisher in for the extra point. And like you said, Noah, this is almost automatic when you send him in. So let's see.
Oh, we got a flag and
that might push him back a little bit.
I don't know. It looks like looks like the Dutch jumped real quick there because we had two of our linemen on our butt and nobody had even gone. But now, ooh, it looks like coaches are calling going for two.
They are, in fact, as they Keisher hustles off. They send a couple of guys off field as well. Talon strapping up his helmet as he was over here talking to Coach Yoey. In fact, the Owls are going to go for two from the 1.
The offense has clicked tonight and they've played a good football game. They have chipped away, got yards, controlled the clock, and now if we can punch this in, again, we said it earlier this game, the score does not depict how this game is played.
I mean, if this is good, it makes it a 21-point lead for St. Mary's. So, I mean, 10 minutes, a little over 10 minutes to go. We'll see how it goes. Stranger things have happened. Talon takes a snap, pitches it wide to Haviland. Haviland breaks one tackle and into the end zone for the two-point conversion. That's going to bring our score now 43-22 in favor of the Dutch. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's the Family Bar with the Car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Dutch still hold a 43-22 lead after a two-point conversion by Brody Havlin. Keyshore's in.
Move. That's
ball
a touch.
Off. And I believe they did touch as the ball squibs across the ground, picked up by a defender at the 15, across the 25 to the 30 before being brought down. Jordan Thompson in on the tackle for the Owls. So there's a team's flop outside here. I think this is going to be another big defensive stand for the Owls. And if they are, in fact, able to make a stand, get a quick score, you never know. I mean, that'll make it.
10 minutes doesn't seem like a long time, but in a football game, a basketball game, the last 30 seconds can take forever.
For sure, as there's 10:32 left to go in the game here, as the Dutch are going to take possession of the ball. It's going to be first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Ben Paul under center for the Dutch. Calls a snap. There's a handoff up the middle. It's taken up the middle across the 35 to about the 37-yard line before being brought down by Tommy Langdon. That was, I believe that was Fields in on the run for the Dutch. So that's going to be now second down and 3 as the Dutch are working from left to right here at the Parkway Field. Ball currently lined up on the near hash mark. The Dutch looking to their sideline.
A little confusion on that side.
Yeah, a little bit of confusion, but they're figuring it out. It's play clock. There's 10 seconds left on the play clock, so they're still in good shape there. Ben Paul's got them in control now as he's in the shotgun formation.
Oh, bad snap.
Short snap.
Was that supposed to be a direct snap?
I'm not sure what happened there, but it looked terrible, and they're lucky to be able to come up with that as both Carter Cawley and I...
Uh-oh. Looks like we have another Dutch person down. Oh, they're up.
They're standing up. Okay. Yeah, Carter Cawley nearly grabbed that right out of air.
I was going to say, he hit that A-gap, and he was in there. He just didn't know the ball was supposed to be there.
So a little bit of a muffed play for the Dutch, but only a two-yard loss, so... It's going to bring up a big third down again. Another big third down for the Owls defense. Third and 5 now from the 35 for the Dutch as they all check the wrist coach, trying to put a little bit of a hurry up in here.
Turnover here. Owls need a turnover.
Ben Paul, shotgun formation for the Dutch. Takes a snap, looking to pass, looking over the center. Nothing there, but he lets it go anyway. He's got a man open, and he catches it at the 40. And brought down about the 35-yard line by Talon Reese. It's another big third down completion for the Dutch. Ben Reynolds was able to come up with the grab there for the Dutch. So unfortunately for our Owls, the Dutch able to complete that third down. And big gain, about a 20, 25-yard gain there. Doing the math quick in my head here. So it's going to be now first and 10 Dutch from the Owls 36 as they line up in that power eye formation, which you don't see that too often.
No.
They really have the line overloaded on this side as well, so almost definitely a run.
And I like seeing a fullback formation.
Yeah, there's a handoff right up the middle, breaks it across the 25, down to the 20, near the 15 before being brought down by Whitmore and Miller. So another first down for the Dutch as they continue to drive here. So first down Dutch from the 16-yard line of the Owls is Dutch looking to punch this one in again for another touchdown. They check their wrist coaches. Looks like they're going to go to that power eye formation again. Ben Paul under center. Takes a snap.
Bad snap on the ground.
In fact, it is. Ben Paul able to fall right on top of it before. Looks like Braylon Little was in there, ball hunting, and also Malachi McCormick right on top of that. So Malachi now, as I mentioned his name, is hustling off the field. He and Jake Avers getting a quick breather now as it's going to be 2nd and 10 from the 16 for the Dutch.
Looks like Bradford's going with the 4-3 now.
Yeah, and as the Dutch again in the power eye. Ben Paul takes a snap. There's the handoff from the up back. He's hit in the backfield and brought down. Again, a Parliament of Owls, but I believe first hit's going to be Brody Haviland. So we'll go ahead and credit Brody with another tackle there. Brody's having a pretty solid night on both sides of the ball here.
Well, just
Brody the
go,
Beast Haviland. I apologize, Noah.
Going back to the offensive side, I have had to switch to the second side of stats for as many touches as Brody's had on the ball.
It might take you a few minutes to get through all the stats tonight. It's just going to be 3rd down and 8 now from the 14. Again, the Dutch in I formation. Ben Paul takes a snap, another handoff, this time to Field, but he's hit in the backfield. I believe that was Haviland again that smacked him in the backfield. Brody Haviland. Nope, that was Jordan Thompson who hit him first, but Little and Whitmore in to help clean up there. So took a pretty good hit as well. I believe that was Little that laid down that hit.
And either way, it brings up a 4th and 8. And I can't tell because we haven't seen their really kicking barrage come onto the field much, but looks like they're going to try to put 3 more points on this board.
In fact, they are as the Dutch send their kicking unit out. It's going to be 4th and 8. Looks like it's going to be about a 30-yard field goal attempt. There's the snap, the kick. Jesus, he blasted
that. That looks like it went wide left, though.
It did, in fact, go wide left. So they turned the ball over on downs after a missed field goal. So the Owls' offensive unit headed back out there as, you know, they bend, but they didn't break the defense there.
And so, we definitely have enough players that we shouldn't say that we're gassed. So, like, this should be a fresh offense for the most part, headed back out on the field, ready to score.
Yeah, and the Owls have been doing a good job of rotating players, especially linemen, in and out all night. And even the linemen that go two ways on the defensive side of the ball as well. So
you're hoping with just under 6 minutes left that they can get a push off the ball and start moving this.
Yep, it's going to be 1st and 10 now, Owls from their own 14. Talon Reese in shotgun formation. Haviland off to his right. Trips to the far side of the field. There's the snap. The shovel pass to Haviland. Haviland up the middle. Breaks one tackle, two tackles. Breaks three,
still
four
going.
Tackles. Into 5 tackles to get near the first down. So
not
Brody
to rip anybody
Haviland
off, but definitely rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Brody the Beast Haviland with a first down for the Owls after breaking about 5 tackles before being brought down. So, man, there's good things to come in his future. Brody only a sophomore, so going to be fun to watch for us for the next few years. So 1st down now, Owls, 1st and 10 from the 31. As Haviland subbed out for Langdon. Talon takes a snap, looking to go deep. He's got a man open. It's Enzo Elio.
He's
Enzo's
there.
Enzo's got it. Oh! Just inside. Enzo unable to come up with that. So ball's harmlessly incomplete.
But that was 6, too.
Yeah, the ball was there. Enzo had 2 steps on the defender. But that's going to bring up now a 2nd and 10 from the 31. As Enzo comes off the field to take a quick breather. As they substitute in Keyshore now. Talon Reese was over at the Owl sideline talking to Coach Yo. He's got the call, directing traffic, takes his typical spot in the shotgun formation. Langdon's still in there off to his, flanking him to his right.
And it looks like still the same one-on-one. I'd try it again.
Yep, it looks like they're going to. Talon going deep. He's just overthrown. That one looking for Carter Cawley.
He had him beat. Just that ball was probably 10 yards out in front of him.
Yeah, well, when you're adjusting the ball to the speed of Enzo and the speed of Logan Kohler, and then Carter, not much slower, but just enough that ball was overthrown, which we don't see that.
We're just going to say a 20-pound difference or so, and that probably was the holdup.
Yeah, I mean, that might be the 3rd or 4th ball that I've seen Talon overthrow this entire season. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 10 now from the 31 for the Owls. Reese again to the sideline, getting a call from Coach Yoey. Talon this time going to be in shotgun formation, but by himself as he sends Langdon out. He's got trips to the far sideline. Talon looking to pass. He's going deep. He's got Keyshore open. Keyshore dives. But the ball, they're going to call that one incomplete as the effort was there for Keisher, but unable to come up with it. So that's going to bring up now a fourth and 10 from the Owls' own 31. And Noah, being down, you know, by three scores here, you got to go. You got to. No, I guess they're sending Brody. They are sending Brody in to punt here. So the Owls are going to punt on fourth and 10 from their own 31. There is 5 minutes to go left here in the game, as the Dutch are hold a 43-22 lead.
Owls fans still staying rowdy. Nice to hear.
Yes, they are. There's the snap. Havlin, the punt. He gets it off. Another good punt. Let's get a good bracket.
This could be
roll,
trouble.
As it does.
Nice tackle.
Yes, excellent. That's Logan Kohler, who was on that guy as soon as he touched the ball, and that guy, I mean, Speedster Reynolds for the Dutch. So good thing he was able to bring him down, because that's a quick young man out there in Brian Reynolds. So.
And I'm surprised they didn't just, you know, take it down or fair catch that, because you had to smell Kohler was there.
Yeah, and that's almost a 40-yard punt for Havlin. So that's one heck of a punt in high school football. 40-yard field switch, I mean, that. Great job out there, Brody. So,
other than the one punt he had this evening, most of them have been around that.
Mm-hmm.
Couple favorable bounces. Now, decent field position if we can get the ball back here.
It's going to be first and 10 for the Dutch from their own 29. Ben Paul under center takes a snap. There's a handoff up the middle. Gained some yards, but wrapped up by Evan Whitmore to bring him down. But that's going to be a first down for the Dutch, as that was Andrew Field on the carry. And Andrew, I mean, he's quietly putting together a pretty good game here. I mean, he's listed on my paperwork as 6'1", 219, so a pretty solid kid. And
well, radio adds 20 pounds, so he looks a lot bigger from up here.
And, you're absolutely right there. But Evan Whitmore able to wrap him up and not let go and drag him down. But like I said, they were able to get a first down. That was the clock's under 5 minutes to go. Ben Paul under center takes the snap. There's another
nice
handoff,
gang tackle
right
Owls
in the backfield. And this time, again, a Parliament of Owls able to bring them down. It looks like they brought the house on that one. As the first hit was Sean Ward. We'll credit Sean with a tackle for loss there. I mean, maybe only a 1 yard loss, but a loss is a loss at this point.
No, that's good. You know, move it to second and 11. Again, let's hope for a turnover here.
Yep, that's going to bring up now, as you said, Noah, second 11 from the Dutch's 40. The clock about to hit the four-minute mark to go in the game. Ben Paul again under center. Sees something he don't like. Looks like he might be audible. Nope. Just taking his time out there. There's the pitch out to the far sideline to Fields. Fields around the end. He's got some wide open spots, and he's brought down at the 50. I believe that was Miller out there able to bring him down.
I don't know. I'd like to see this spot, because I see the one line judge is definitely shy of the first down. So, okay, definitely not a favorable mark. So,
no.
Third and one. Who was on that tackle there, Skirbo?
They gave him the first down on that. That was Miller in on the tackle. So that's going to be first and 10 now from the Owls 49. It is just barely into Owls territory now, as the clock down to just under 3.5 minutes left to go. It's like the Dutch subbing a few guys off as they got their big hosses in there. Ben Paul under center takes a snap. There's a pitch to the near side. He cuts up the middle over to the near hash mark, but brought down by Evan Whitmore. So Whitmore, he too quietly, as it seems every game's coming up. You don't think that he's doing a whole lot. Then you look at the tally at the end of the day, and he's got, you know, 8, 10, 12. I seen him have 20 tackles one game last year. So Evan quietly having a nice game out there for the Owls, as the score now 43-22 in favor of the Dutch as they're getting the play call.
Dutch definitely using all the clock right now. They just try to want to get out of here, probably save some injuries and run the clock out.
Yes, they are. Is it second and 7 now from the 46 of the Owls? Ben Paul under center sends a man in motion. There's a pitch. He's headed wide right. Fields nowhere to go, and he gets hit in the backfield. How does he get away from four Owls? Breaks it to the near sideline, down to the 30, cuts it inside, but he's hit by Talon Reese and brought down about the 15. There was five Owls around him that hit him, but nobody wrapped him up.
We got a flag down here.
Yeah, that I'm not sure what that's going to be, but the ref is over here yelling at Coach Puglio about one of our players.
I'm going to say it's going to be a personal on can't see the number down there.
No, but I believe the ref just may have thrown that player out. They did, as we see.
Still can't make the number out there.
No,
but.
Our athletic director, Mike Erickson, is walking him right off of the field. So I missed what was going on there after that big play. So not sure what's happening there. But needless to say, it's going to be first down and 10 now for the Dutch from the Owls 15 as of now. They might tack on some more, maybe even half the distance. We'll see. Yeah, they definitely disqualified for the rest of the game. The Owls player, I don't see the numbers. He's being escorted off the field by Mike.
I'm not sure about that rule, but I think, unfortunately, that player might be ineligible next week because of that.
Yeah, I'd have to. We need Rogie back here. He'd know for sure. So, 2:20 left to go here, Parkway Field. The Dutch holding a commanding 43-22 lead as they, in fact, were penalized half the distance to the goal line.
And the crowd, Bradford crowd, showing the displease of that call.
Yes, for sure. So first and goal now from the 7. Ben Paul lines up under center. Wasting some more time, takes a snap, another handoff. He pitches it out off the off end, far sideline, and into the end zone for another Dutch score. That is going to be Andrew Field again with a touchdown. So right now it's going to be 49-22 in favor of the Dutch. 2:08 left to go. As we write down our stats for later, it's Field. I believe that's his second or third touchdown.
I got 3 on the night for him.
Third, so a 7-yard TD run. And that's going to bring the score 49-22. The snap is up, the kick is up, but there's all kinds of whistles, so they're probably going to push the Dutch back.
Tell you what, this side of the field, though, from this booth, is definitely hard to see what is going on.
Yeah, like you said, we need another window over here. I tried stepping out the doorway one time, but these cords are too short. I pulled the whole thing right off the stage with us here. Thank God at that time my other play-by-play guy was here. He was able to catch it.
All right, we're going to try this again.
Yes, we are, as the Dutch end attack on the extra point. Snap, kick, it's good. That's going to bring our score to 50-22 in favor of the Dutch. 2:08 left to go in the game. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty chipped cutting edge on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
WESB Sports.
Accident happened.
Here we go. Welcome back to Parkway Field as we're nearing the end of this game as some of the Bradford faithful start to shuffle out as the St. Mary's Dutch have built a 50-22 lead now over your Bradford Owls.
Looks like the coaches are getting some of their younger players and some JV players into the game right now.
Yeah, it looks like wholesale changes for both sides of the ball here. Although Kohler is still deep. Maybe not so much for the Owls. But here's the kick. Another squibber. And it hits one of our players at like the 48-yard line and bounces right in the hands of a Dutchman. I don't think that was intentional.
I don't know. The way he came up to that ball, it definitely was going to be a pooch. I think he just got lucky with it off an owl.
Got lucky. So it almost like a perfect onside kick there. So the Owl's not going to get the ball. The Dutch, in fact, are with excellent field position. So, yeah, it looked like it was going to be a pooch kick. but it bounced right off one of the owl's upmen and right into the hands of a Dutch. It happened so quick, I was unable to see the exact numbers. But either way, the Dutch are going to take over first and 10 from the owl's 49. And it looks like they still do have their starters in there. Both sides do have their starters in there. So,
I don't see Fields in the backfield, so...
No, but that's still Paul under center.
Well, St. Mary's might be in the position that they're out of quarterbacks as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah, with Corday out, and that was a handoff, but brought down in the backfield for a loss by Lucky Giordano. So Lucky getting in there and making a play tonight as he's still sporting that big arm guard out there as he was injured.
If I'm not mistaken, that was Noah Millen from St. Mary's with the carry.
Was it? Yeah, so Giordano with, I think that might only be his first or second tackle of the game, but needless to say, it's going to be second and 10 now, still at the Owls 49. 1:30 left to go here in the game. Ben Paul under center for the Dutch. Looking to draw the Owls offside for some reason, but takes a snap. There's a handoff. Nope, he rolls it out to the near sideline across the 50, and he's going to be brought down by...
Langdon, it looks
yep.
to be.
Tommy Langdon and Andrew Giordano both able to bring him down inbound. I thought the quarterback was going to try to run out of bounds there and stop the clock for...
Well, Keyshore seemed to be in the right position that time, too, and he got over there with quite a bit of speed, and he just held him up.
Yeah, Jordan Thompson coming off the field for the Owls as they send in Matt DeGolier in his place. Under a minute to go here. It's going to be third and 7 now. Play clock down to nearly 10 as Fields just now getting... He's at center, but not under. It looks like they're probably... Nope, they're going to run it down as much as they can. Fields takes the snap and just downs it. Looks like a victory formation at this point. So, yes, there's less time on the game clock than there is on the play clock. So that effectively is going to end the game, Noah. It's going to be a Dutch coming up and taking a 50-22 victory over your Bradford Owls as the teams, in fact, are now headed across the field to shake hands. So we are going to take a quick break. Noah's going to tally up some stats. We're going to figure out our thoughts here, and we'll be back in a few minutes for a postgame show. You're listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Worth W. Smith Company Hardware, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. WESB, Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. You are joining myself, Mark Irvin, and my partner tonight, Noah Christian. Noah, real quick, thank you for joining in. I apologize that we didn't get to see much of a competitive game.
But, no, overall, it was a good football game. You know, worse the outcome was better. The offense put points on the board, which they're supposed to do. Just that big play is still killing this Bradford Owls team.
For sure, as the Owls suffer a 50-22 setback to the St. Mary's Dutch. The Dutch get their first win of the year. That's going to drop Bradford to 1-4, and it doesn't get any easier as the Owls heading down to Central Clary next week. Is that team is just a flat-out juggernaut, and they're ranked in the state in the top five. I mean, unbelievable.
They but, might not see a loss until quite a ways into the state playoff bracket.
Yeah, I believe they were quarterfinalists last year before being knocked out by Westinghouse. So The Owls, again, taking a 50-22 setback to fall back to 1-3 now on the season as Noah's adding up some stats. So, Noah, when you're ready, I'll throw it to you. But also, we got to name our Model TN MVP of the game and also our Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. So what do you got for stats for me?
Stats, pretty much everybody, defensive side, offensive side, they do a good job of sharing the ball, gang tackling, things like that. But some stats that are sticking out right now, Brody Haviland had 14 carries for 105. He beat the 100-yard mark. Enzo Alio was also close with 6 receptions for 85 yards, just because he had those ones that were just there.
Yep.
Unfortunately, lots of drop passes, things like that will kill you, so it just shoots you in the foot. And then, like, you know, of course, Tommy Langdon, Jordy Thompson, all around the 40-yard mark, just with the multiple touches that they've had. And again, like, lots of people touching the ball. Carter Cauley, you know, had a 6-yard pass or 6-yard reception, a couple things. If we could have got some of those big passes, definitely a different game. On defense, a familiar name with everybody, Evan Whitmore had 9.5 tackles.
Yep.
Of course, Brody Haviland was still in there with 3-4 tackles. Talon Reese coming up with 5.5 tackles.
Yes.
And then everybody else around the ball, Langdon, 3 tackles. And most everybody else on the defensive side, 2-3 tackles as well.
Yes, yeah, so really spreading the ball around and such, both offense and a lot of guys making their presence known on defense. So, Noah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tell you who the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision Game is. Then I'll let you tell me who the MVP of the game is. So, we've decided up here, briefly talking on our last commercial break, the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game came at right at the end of the first half. Braylon Little laid the smack down
on Ben
Paul here on the sideline. I mean, he hit him inbounds and knocked him 3 yards out of bounds. So congratulations to Braylon Little on the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. Then, Noah, you want to go ahead and announce who we have for the Model TN MVP of the game?
Of course. I'm a little biased, but this kid, he was a workhorse tonight. But Brody Haviland would be the Model T MVP of the game this evening.
Yeah, and on both sides of the ball, Brody brought it tonight. I mean, unfortunately, a pretty lopsided loss for the Owls. However, Brody was all over both sides of the ball, so excellent job. So there's our recap. Noah gave us our stat. And again, our Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game is Braylon Little, and our Model T in MVP of the game is the Beast, Brody Haviland. The final score, 50-22 in favor of the visiting St. Mary's Dutch. For my broadcast partner, Noah, and our producing engineer, Nick, I'm Mark Irvin. This has been a Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.